Last week we discussed a little bit the sugya in Shabbos on that Chof Aleph on the base.
Oh, that's right, familiar.
Okay, thank you. And Chof Aleph on the base and Chof Beis on the issue of whether it's mutter to be nene li or haneir of the Ner Chanukah. So the Gemara had a machlokes amoraim on the top of Chof Aleph on the base with a mutter li hishtamish li yoyro or also li hishtamish li yoyro. So halacha lemaisa we pass from that it's also li hishtamish li yoyro. So we discussed a little bit the Bala more with the Ramban. The Gemara has a lashon on Daf Chof Beis Amid Aleph. The Gemara quotes about 10 lines from the top. Amar Rav Yud, Amar Rav Asi, Amar Rav. Also, the hearts is more as kenegan their Chanukah. It's not permissible to count money. Apparently, they used to give out Chanukah geld then also. So it's not permissible to count the money or to look at the denomination of the coins using the Ner Chanukah. That's what he says in the name of Rav. Rav Yude learned by Rav, and then after Rav passed away, he learned by Shmuel. So he says, when he said this over to Shmuel, so Shmuel got excited. He said, I never heard of such a thing. Why should it be so? It doesn't have any Kedusha. What is it? If he's lighting a cigarette from the Nair, if he's madlik another candle from the Nair, that's a different thing. More has later on a shot of whether madlikim in the Nair, are you allowed to light one Nair Chanukah from another Nair Chanukah? But to light a cigarette is Icharos. But he's talking over here just to read Liora Nair, to look at coins, is not being mishtamish with the flame. Also, that's how we pass it. Yeah, the maskone, it's also. But the Gemara had, that's the machlekes. That's the machlekes Rav Shmuel. So Rav said that it's also even to be nana. It's also even to be nana from the Oran there. And Shmuel didn't understand why should that be so? Why does it have Kedusha that it should have an Isa Hanua, should have an Isa Nila? And the Gemara says, and what about Kisui Hadam? When you Shech Chai Biyoif, you have to do Kisui Hadam. When you Shech the Beima, there's no mitzvahs Kisui Hadam. But when you Shech Chai Biyoif, chickens or turkeys or deer. So there's a mitzvah of Kisui Hadam. So we learn now from a drasha of a shofar v'chisa, just like you normally do shchita with your hand, so too you should do the Kisui Hadam with your hands. Strictly speaking, you can do the shchita with your foot also. If a person
could do it,
it's hard enough to do shchita with your hand. Yeah, it's hard enough to do shchita with your hand. But if a person later will train himself, he can do shchita with his foot. He can do shchita with his foot also. Even in korbanos, there's no halacha that says. Kerach Gavra, that's why you just need Kerach Gavra, but the Kerach Gavra doesn't necessarily have to be dafka with the hand. But normally you do shchita with the hand, and normally since the pasuk says v'shafach v'chisa v'mesha shafach yichase, that the hand, he normally does the shchita with his hand, and the shchita with the hand caused the blood to fall on the floor when he shechts the chai v'yayif. So the pashtas of the mashmas pasuk is that the kisei adam should be done with his hand.
Well, it doesn't mean with the right hand or the left hand. If he does, he shechs with his right hand or the left.
No, it doesn't have to be the same hand. Let's say he can shech with the right hand and do the kisei adam with the left hand. That's not a problem. It's not a loch adavke the same hand. So yeah, you shouldn't do kisei adam with your foot. That's busy amid. Yeah. Whether shchita is a mitzvah is a question. Is shchita a mitzvah? Is it only a matter? That's a big machlokes. That's a big shaila and taisus and others. Whether shchita is a mitzvah at all?
Is it a mitzvah when you want to eat? It's a mitzvah when you have to eat bosser. So it's a mitzvah.
Some say that is a mitzvah if a person is interested in being a vegetarian. So it's not a mitzvah. Not kol tzipa tar tachelo. It's not a mitzvah to eat. Ramam writes kol tzipa tar tachelo is one of the minyan mitzvahs. So it doesn't mean that it's a mitzvah to eat chicken all the time. It means if you're interested in eating chicken, you should see to it that it's kosher. You should see to it that it's geshachti. So that's the question. That's the shaila. Is it a mitzvah to eat kosher flesh? If a person wants to eat flesh, it's a mitzvah to eat kosher flesh. Or it means no, it's a matir. In order that you shouldn't eat nevela, so you have to shech. Somebody has to shech to make sure that it's not nevela. But that's not really a mitzvah. Let's say a person doesn't eat chazer. So it's a mitzvah not to eat chazer. It's an aveir if you eat chazer. So here also, it's an aveir if you eat nevela. That's the shah. You don't really say that it's a kosher. We don't say a bracha shekadishonu b'mitzvah v'tzivanu. No, you only say a bracha on a mitzvah sesa. You don't say a bracha when you don't violate a loy sesa. So we don't say a bracha before we're about to eat kosher flesh. That it's not nevela and that it's not chazer. You don't say a bracha. You only say a bracha when you do a ma'isa mitzvah, when you shake a lulav, when you sit in the sukkah. That's a mitzvah.
Is it a mitzvah to shechita?
Shechita, you do say a bracha, but that's the machlokes. Do you say when a person is interested in eating meat, then it's a mitzvah that he should shecht it or see to it that it gets geshochten properly? Or no, there's no mitzvah. It's just shechita is a matir, but shechita is not a mitzvah. That's a big machlokes.
Would there be a thing of mitzvah boy yesh mishlucha?
Would they say if I'm interested in eating chicken and I know how to shecht the chicken myself, would you say mitzvah boy yesh mishlucha? Yeah. It should depend on this machlokes, right? Where the shechita is a matir, the shechita is a mitzvah. Okay, should be. Some Achrenim want to say it's a Machlokes Rashi and Taisus. The Lev Arye and Chulin. On Chulin there's a Chibur that was written a long time ago, 150 years ago, by the Rav and Brod. It's called the Lev Arye. The Beis Ephraim, Rabbi Ephraim Zalman Margolis, was a Balabas in Brod at the time that the Lev Arye was the Rav and Brod. Balabas is more famous than the Rav. So he has a Chibur on Chulin. It's a standard, a classic work on Chulin that all the Achrenim quote after him, the Lev Arye. So he points out that it seems that this issue is a machlekes, there's a kesem mishnah others, but it seems that it's a machlekes Rashi and Taisus in Chulin. That there is a machlekes there, Rashi and Taisus. The Gemara speaks about shchita lachatchila that you should shech kol asimen as opposed to ruba kukula. Is that a lachatchila deraisa, or is that a lachatchila derabbanan? So in mitzvahs, it's shaykh to have a lachatchila deraisa. The mitzvah bishlimusa should be done like so. And if you did it, let's say you have tzitzis without tchela, so it's a mitzvah shalom b'shlei musa. The mitzvah b'shlei musa is to do zrikas adam on the mizbech on all four karnas on mizbech by a korban chatos, or by korban oil kol mishlomim to do two zrikas. And b'di'evid, if you only did one zrikas, so b'di'evid the mitzvah is miskayem shalom b'shlei musa. You have an incomplete kima mitzvah. So in the area of mitzvah sesei, you have b'shlei musa and you have shalom b'shlei musa. You can have lachatchilim b'di'evid on the level of the raisa. In the area of a matir, in the area of an iser, it doesn't make sense to have lechatchilah mitzvah. Let's say to be toivel in a mikveh. So you have lechatchilah should be toivel, a gerishin. Lechatchilah, the get should be like this. And b'di'evet, it's kosher even without that. We have a lot of times, lechatchilah, you shouldn't give such a get, and b'di'evet, it's good. That's on the level of the rabbanah. Lechatchilah, it's no good. B'di'evet, it's a kosher get. But you don't have on a level of the raisa like that. And that's how Taisus has a yisod in the end of Nida. That you can only have lechatchilah and b'di'evet. In dinam deraisa, if it's in the area of mitzvah sese, you can have a mitzvah b'shlei musa, a big fat mitzvah. You have a mitzvah shlo b'shlei musa, a skinny mitzvah. But yeah, but you might say the mitzvah shlo b'shlei musa. But in the area of an iser deraisa, it doesn't make any sense that lachatchila should be like this. And b'di'evet is good without marushach. If it's good b'di'evet, it's good lachatchila. The whole thing is just that you shouldn't over the iser. So b'di'evet is no iser. So lachatchila is also no iser. What do you mean? Lachatchila there is an iser, b'di'evet is not. It doesn't make any sense. So that's what the Lev Arye explains. There is a machlokes Rashi and Taisus regarding kol asimen. The Gemara says lichatchila she really shecht the whole konim. When you shecht the beime, you have to shecht the two simonim. You have to shecht the food pipe, that's the veishet, and the wind pipe, that's the konim. So the Mishnah says that you have to shecht the roiv konim and the roiv of the veishet. But lichatchila, mashma from the Mishnah, that's only hashechet b'di'evet. But lichatchila she shecht more. What more do you want him to shecht? So the Gemara says lechatchila, he should really shecht the whole corner and the whole veishet. So there, there's a machlokes Rashi and Taisus. It's a tkiyas. The Lev Arye points out that's the beginning of the second perek. Is this mishnah? He shows the machlokes Rashi and Taisus is earlier in the first perek. He builds it up. It's not so clear. You have to read it slowly to point that Lev Arye read it slowly to catch it. That it's a machlokes Rashi and Taisus. Whether that lechatchila that you should shecht kol asimen is that a lechatchila derais lechatchila derabon. So he says, this is exactly the Nekudus HaMachloikas. If Shechita, if Yol Shechita is a mitzvah, so then it's have to speak about Lachatchila B'di'evet on the level of the Raisa. But if Yol Shechita is only a matir, that doesn't make any sense. What do you mean? In a matir, there's a Lachatchila Deraisa. So the most that can make sense is the Rabbana. The Rabbana Lachatchila Shishach Kol Asim. Sanach and Ami, what you say would be also an Afkemina. I know how to shech the chicken myself, and I have the ability, I have the time, I have the ability. Would you say, I'm interested in eating chicken? Would you say mitzvah bo yosem b'shlucha that I should shecht the chicken myself? Or you say no, what kind of a mitzvah is not a mitzvah? It's just a matir. So as long as someone else does it, it's just as good. And a hanami, that would be an afkemin aledin. We say a bracha on shechita. You say a bracha, so that's the Taz discusses the nature of the bracha. Does it really demonstrate that it's a birchas on mitzvah? Maybe it's a bracha on the chalois heta, something like a birchas hoidoya, birchas shevach, like birchas erisim is also. The Rishonim say Birchas Eisen is not really a Birchas HaMitzvah, it's really a Birchas Shevach. And maybe Shechit is also a Birchas HaShevach. That's the Shach. So again, there is a din of Kisei Adam. So So whenever a person shechts a chayav the yoyif, he should do the kiseh adam with his hands. He shouldn't do kiseh adam beregel. What's wrong with the adrosha from a pasuk? V'shafach v'chisa, v'meshe shafach v'chasa. What does the pasuk teach us? Shelo yehu mitzvahs bezuyas alav. That one is not permitted to be mevazeh the mitzvahs. Adarabi, he has to be mechabed the ma'isa mitzvah. We mentioned that the Medrash says on the pasuk in Vayigash, Pes Yehuda, Shalach lefon of Goshna, when Yaakov Avinu sent Yehuda ahead to found the yeshiva, Rashi says, to establish a beis hayroah, lahoris lefon of Goshna, lahoris means to make a beis hayroah. So the Medrash Tanchuma writes on that pasuk, Shalach, that Yaakov Avinu Shalach Yehuda. So what does it say? Shalach, that shlucha shalorim kimoisoi, haloshim. And then the Medrash says, Hamitzvah is HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Bnei Yisrael, the mitzvah is Hamay shluchim, therefore you should be mechabed the mitzvahs. And mal ani alechem kiilu kibartem osi, because since the mitzvahs are shluchim of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when you mechabed the mitzvahs, HaKadosh Baruch Hu will consider it as if you had been mechabed him. So that's what in the Sefer Haredim he quotes that Medrash Tanchuma, and then he quotes this Gemara. He says, and that's the basis of this din. Not only not permitted to be mavazin the mitzvahs, you have to do the mitzvahs in a bekovadigah fashion. So the Gemara quotes this brice, and then the Gemara makes a tzushtal that just like there's a din, shelo yehu mitzvahs bezuyasol, you have to be mechabed the mitzvahs, you're not permitted to be mavazeh. So if you'll be martzeh mois lioraner, if you're going to count the money, you're going to look at the coins using the oraner, this will be, that's what it sounds like, this will be a violation of bezuy hamitzvah. So that's what the Ramban asks, that's the last thing we discussed last week. The Ramban asks, how did the Chacham make such a tzushtel? To do kiseh adam by kicking the sawdust with your foot to cover over the dam, that looks like a bizuya mitzvah. But over here, what's so terrible? He lit the neiris in a very bekovadigah fashion, he sang on neiris halolo, and he sang mosur, and then afterwards he wants to tell us the Chanukah gelt, and he looks from a distance just to look at the coin. There's no shamus. If there be a shamus, no problem. There's no shamus. So he's being nenef in the oranes. That's called the bizoyan amitzvah. He wasn't mishtamishin. How did the Chachamim determine that the mos, the shear of bizoyan, is high enough that it should be equal to kicking the sawdust with his foot? There it's a big bizoyan, here it's lesser. That's what the Ramban was bothered with. The Ramban says he doesn't believe that the Gemara meant to say that there's an equation here, that it's the zelba mos, the same shear of bizoyan amitzvah. He says all the Gemara meant to say was like this. Shmuel didn't agree with Rav, and he taught him chiner kedusha yesh bo. It does make any sense. He said you shouldn't light a cigarette from the oraner. That Shmuel is masking, but that you shouldn't even be nana from the oraner. How can that be? What is it? The chikedusha yesh bo. What is it? Hegdish. That there's an iser meila. There's an iser hano. Shalali hishtamish. Shalali hishtamish means not to use the flame, but not even shalali honai. Not to be nana standing from a distance just to look. To be marzen nos boys the oraner. That's what Shmuel asked. So the answer was given, yes. What? Yes, that there is kedusha yesh bo. But it's not from the tashmishi kedusha. All the mitzvahs in the world, all the objects that we use for mitzvahs are divided into two categories. You have a sefer Torah, tefillin, and mezuzah that the Gemara Megillah calls tashmishi kedusha, and then you have a shofar and a lulav and a talis and a sukkah that we call tashmishi mitzvah. So the Gemara says tashmishi kedusha anignozim. You have to put them in shemis when it's finished, even if it's puzzle. You have to put away in shame. But if it's only Tashmishe Mitzvah, an old talis is Mizrakim, and we can throw it in the garbage. So you see that Embo Kedusha doesn't have any Kedusha. So that's what the Gemara is. That was Shmuel's time of Ner Kedusha Yeshbo. What is it? And Ner Chanukah is a Mitzvah. So it's Tashmishe Mitzvah. So there has no Kedusha. It doesn't belong to the, does not belong to the category of Tashmishe Kedusha. It's only Tashmishe Mitzvah. So there's no Kedusha. So he's masking there's an Iser Bizoy, and he's masking there's an Iser Shaloli Hishtamesh, not to light a cigarette. But Shaloli Honais. Shalala Hanas only makes sense if the thing has Kedusha, so it's like an Isa Me'ila, an Isa Hanoah. So that's what they answered, yes. By Kisei Adam, what are you going to say? That the Dam has Kedusha? Also has no Kedusha. But nonetheless, there is a cloud that you shouldn't be Mevazeh the Mitzvah. So why shouldn't you be Mevazeh the object with which you're doing the Mitzvah? So the Ramban says that cloud indicates. See, we would have said differently. We would have said, when you do the Ma'isa Mitzvah, you should do the Ma'isa Mitzvah in a Bekovadigah fashion. But the Ramban epis, it's a shverish tikkul gemara. The Ramban says, no, that's not what the Gemara is driving at, that the asiyas ma'isa mitzvah should be done in a very bekovadigah fashion. No, what the Gemara was proving from Kisei Adam was that although in all other areas of mitzvahs, when it's only tashmishi mitzvah, it doesn't have a lasting kedusha, but a temporary kedusha does have. This ma'am mitzvah does have kedusha. All tashmishi mitzvah rota tashmishi kedusha bizman mitzvah. The only difference is the Sefer Torah, tefillin and mezuzah has a tashmishi kedusha, means has a lasting level of kedusha. Tashmishi mitzvah have kedusha bizman mitzvah. So kolzman, the first half hour that is burning for the mitzvah, that's why it says in the Shulchan Aruch. Kolzman that is burning the shein mitzvah, it does have the status of tashmishi kedusha, and that's why yes, it does have kedusha. It does have. There is an iser hanoah. There is an iser shalal lihanas. There is an iser mila like hegdish. It's a temporary hegdish. That was the Ramban's interpretation.
Simchas Pesach Sheva, you had also the lights lit up all Yerushalayim, and people were able to see that. There is certainly
a woman's a
kedusha, kedusha, and still no, you are allowed to have anur from the light, no? From the oil, he also has anur from the oil.
You don't make a bruch on that.
Why is that
part of the mitzvah?
As the Shalat Yerushalmi says on that Gemara that that's a raya, zosam meres, that there's no meila by kol maravareya.
Yeah, right.
That there's no meila at all. The shat. Taisa says, but the Babli holds himself. The Gemara says himself that it's an Issa de Rabbanon. Even though Kol Ma'arech is no Me'ilim and Atar, but there is an Issa de Rabbanon. So what is the Babli going to do with the Mishnah in Sukkah? So Taisa says the Pshat and the Babli will disagree with the Yerushalmi. The Babli will hold Isha, how does the Lashon and the Braisa go? Isha Barer is Chitrit. Or Beis HaShoev, and the Or Beis HaShoev was Hegdish. So Taisa reinterprets it, it means the light was so clear. Right, that a woman would be able to be baruchim.
Not that she did.
But not that they did. The taka weren't permitted to. That's how Taisus interprets Alibi der Bavli. And Yerushalmi holds not so. Yerushalmi says, those are merits from that Mishnah, you see, that she is allowed to.
It says, Boreres, Nishi Yochol Boreres.
Yeah, the simple reading of the Mishnah. So that's a machleg, is the Bavli and Yerushalmi. By that din of Kol Maravarei, Achim Bo Mishum Me'ile, whether there is at least an Issa der Rabbanon or no. It's Het HaGomer. It's even Mutam der Rabbanon.
Because of the friendship.
And Anachanami, if you know for sure that it burnt for half an hour and then something was left over, so the Shulchan Aruch would say that would be mutabanu. But if it blew out in the middle of the first half hour, so then the shemen and the wick that would have been used up during that half hour remains hooked to the
sauce. But after the half hour, let's say you blew it out after 40 minutes.
No, the Shulchan Aruch says that it is mutta. They quote that some amachmer that you should make a tanai in advance. You should say in advance, I'm only maktan the mitzvah for the first half hour. And after the first half hour, not. That's a machlekes in Shulchan Aruch. Whether you say automatically after the first half hour is up, the zman mitzvah is up, and there's no longer the mitzvah, on, there should burn for half an hour. Another Vishayim say no, that the half hour is a minimum, but if you have it burn longer, it's a lot of good.
Some say you have to burn the whole night if there is a.
Right, that's what Taisus quotes from the Shiltis Abraisa. Taisus quotes Abraisa. In our Gemara, we don't have it. Where's that? I think Taisus is on this one. Forgot about it. Next up.
Some hold you should light it all. If you live in a place where people go still the whole night, you should burn the whole night. So therefore, you see that the country, according to that, you're not allowed to use it, even if it burns longer than half
that's
hour.
Right. That's why the Shulchan Aruch says you should make it tonight. You see, Bismana Gemara used to light outside. And the Gemara says that after half an hour or so, approximately half hour, there wouldn't be hardly anybody walking around in the street. So the mitzvah is only for the first half hour and afterwards not. So the Bali Ataisa say that Bizman Azeh we madlik even later. The Taisis on the previous daf writes, on Chofalofan Beis, the Bizman Azeh, Dibra Mascha Diloy Adlik Madlik, on Chofalofan Beis. So the Gemara says there in one Lashon that if you didn't bench Chanukah within the first half hour, so you cannot fulfill the mitzvah later, it's too late. So Taisis says that was only Bizman Azeh Gemara that they used to light me Bachutza, but Bizman Azeh that were madlik Bifnim. So if the Bnei Abayis are still awake, so it's not Kosar Regal Menashuk, so the audience that we're intending to get are still awake. So if that's the pshat, why Bizman Azeh we can burn even after the first half hour? So there are, Rav Soloveitchik used to say like that, there is a group of poskim who say that therefore Bizman Azeh you have a big chumer, that you have to, let's say I light Neres Chanukah at 5 o'clock in the evening, and the Bnei Bayis are going to stay up till 12:30.
Yeah.
So you have to have the Ner that it should burn from 5 o'clock till 11:30. You have to have it the whole time. That's just like the Zman HaGemar, people would only walk around for the first half hour. So those are madlik outside, intending for the Bnei Rishus HaRabim. So that's only for a half hour. So the Zman HaZeh, you have to have neighbors that if we're intending for the audience of the Bnei Bayis, and the Bnei Bayis is going to stay up till 11:30, they should have such long neighbors that are going to last so long. And the Mishnah Berurah is makel on that. He says, no, that since the Zman HaGemar, there used to be madlik mibachutz, and Zman HaGemar was enough a half an hour. So that was a takanas chacham, that it's enough to have a hadlaka that will only last for half an hour. In fact, some say that Bizman HaZeh, the Bach has such a svar, that since Bizman HaZeh were madlik mibifnim, and the Iker audience that we're intending for, the Bnei Abayis, so you don't even need it for half an hour. It's good for 2 minutes. Because what do you gain by having it another 28 minutes after the first 2 minutes? The same people. Bizman HaGemar, where they lit outside, and every few moments someone else would walk by. So you want to have an after a half hour, hardly anybody would walk by. So that's Kolsa Regelman Ashuv, hardly anybody. And within the first half hour, you would have 100 people, 200 people. So you want to have it burn for a full half hour to have a big Brisa Mimisa. But Bizman HaZeh, what do you gain by having it burn a full half hour if it's inside, intending only for the Bnei Abayis? If you don't light it, you light in the window, so there are going to be different people walking in the street. But if you light inside the house, you know, whole audience only is the Bnei Abayis, as some Achronim say, that you don't even need that, it should burn for a half hour. And others say, Fakirat, that if the audience you're intending is the Bnei Abayis, and they're going to stay up till 11:30, so that's how the Rav used to say. That's how others, Rav Hirsch Melech Lineva has, and Bnei Yisoscha has, a separate Sefer on Hilchas Chanukah. So he writes also like that Diuk from the Rambam and from the Magen Avraham, the whole Marocha, the Rasul of Echikat, from the Poskim like that. So he says that Bizman HaZeh, that Yimadlik Bivifnim for the Bnei Abayis has to burn all night long, how late, however late the Bnei Abayis stay up. So that's why there's a machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. The Shulchan Aruch is a stira. In Shulchan Aruch it says that it's only hooked to the mitzvah, so like the Ramban says over here. Tashmishi kedusha, maintain the kedusha even after the zman mitzvah is up. The mezuzah is possible, can't be fixed. So if the Torah is possible, the tefillin is possible, can't be fixed. The mental is possible, the tefillin zekel is possible. It's not shaykh to fix it, and still you have to put it in the shemus, because that's the status of tashmishi kedusha. That it has the kedusha le'yayinam bo. Tashmishi mitzvah also have kedusha, but only bizman mitzvahsim. So then it says in Shulchan Aruch, so it's only also to read liara and erev dinei chanukah bizman mitzvahsim. How long is bizman mitzvahsim? A half an hour. But that's one sheet in Shulchan Aruch, that even bizman hazeh, all you need is a half an hour, you don't need longer. And then others say, no, it all depends what you intended. Why? Because bizman hazeh, we don't have this setup that they have bizman ha-gemara, that they only lit for the first half hour, and then afterwards there was no pisum inisa. Because the ready calls are regular and sugar. Bizman HaZeh were madlik mibifnim. So the Bnei Bayis are up the whole time. So really, somehow you should light it the whole time. It should burn from 5 o'clock till 11:30. And even if you hold not so, that you make it enough within half an hour, but if it does burn longer, so there is a hemshach of the pisum inisa. So that's the other day that the Mishnah Berurah quotes, and that's it in the Mechaber. And the Mechaber writes that after half hour there's no more mitzvah, and then you mutter lehonos. And any shaman or psila that's left over after that, you can blow out the flame then. Or if you want, you don't have to blow it out, you can be nana the way it is. So the Mishnah Berurah quotes, no, but there are others who say not so, because since there is pisumi nisa, the Bnei Bayis are still looking. So it would only be muta after a half hour if you had been masna in advance, that you stated in advance, I only intend to use this for a mitzvah for the first half hour. I don't want it to serve as a mitzvah after the first half hour. That's the machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. But then there's the stama problem over here. There's a steer, because the Shulchan Aruch and another sif quotes the Taisus, who quotes the Shiltis. Taisus says, what about the shemen and the psilos that are left over and after Chanukah? What do you mean shemen and the psilos? Let's say I lit candles and they blew out in the middle of the half hour. Blew out in the middle. So that shemen and psilos was hooked to the mitzvah. So what do I do with it after Chanukah? So it's hooked to the mitzvah. So if you're going to save it till next Chanukah, is chashina l'takola. That's a gemara in the end of the first parak in Psochim. That if you have anything that's osa b'hanor around the house, you have to get rid of it first, because someone's going to make a mistake and use it. They're going to eat it. They're going to be nana from it. So you can't save it till next year. And it's osa b'hanor, so you can't do anything with it. So it says osa lo madura b'fnei atzmo, the sorfa, you have to burn it. So the keren oiro anar sugi es akasha. But what do you mean? But the Ramban said that all tashmish, the Ramban interpreted in his gemara, that Shmuel didn't understand what Rav is talking about. It's only Tashmishi Mitzvah. Tashmishi Mitzvah have no Kedusha. So the Gemara said, no, Tashmishi Mitzvah don't have a Kedusha. That's last thing, yeah. What calls Ma Mitzvah Asai? It has Kedusha. So that's what the Keren Aruch said. After Chanukah is over, That's like a sukkah after sukkah is over. That's like the shofar after Rosh Hashanah is over. That's like an old talis that's all worn out. The talis is every day is mitzvah. So when is it called after zman mitzvah? When the talis is boleh. It's so worn out that I'm not going to wear. I got myself a new talis. I'm not going to wear. I'm not going to give it to anybody else. An old dripped up talis. So after the zman mitzvah, so the tashmish and mitzvah no longer have the kedusha. Only the zman mitzvah. So that's what the Karen Ari is. So how can they shilt this quote a brisa? We don't have this brisa in Agama. Shilt has had another brisa. He quotes a brisa that says that the leftover shemen, if the Chanukah is over, you have to make a medura to serve it with Neatma because it remains also mano. How's it remain also mano? It should be after zman mitzvah. So ois. It should be like the sukkah after sukkah is over. So he says, obviously that brisa that the shilt is quoted that we don't have in the Talmud Bavli, that's working with a different sheet there, that since the Neiris HaZecher LeBeis HaMikdosh, Zecher to the menorah of the Beis HaMikdosh, and the Beis HaMikdosh was Mamish Tashmishi Kedusha. It was a korban, like a real korban. So that was bona fide Tashmishi Kedusha. So therefore we treat the Shemen and the Psilos and the menorah, the Ner Chanukah, whatever's left over, as Tashmishi Kedusha, not just as the Ramban said in the Gemara, Tashmishi Mitzvah. He treated it as Tashmishi Kedusha, that it retains the Yisr HaNoah Le'olam Voit, even after the Zman Mitzvah. But that doesn't appear in the Talmud Bavli. So that's the problem. The Mechaba quotes both Sifim. And one Sif, the Mechaba says that after the half hour is up, you can be Nana. And the only Chumra the Mishnah Berurah puts over there is that the Yeshayimrim, some Yeshayim held, you have to make it tonight. Why tonight? Because after the half hour is up, it's not so glad, it's not so poshut, because we're madlik for the Bnei Abayis, and the Bnei Abayis are still awake. So there still is a Hemshech the Kiyama Mitzvah. Because if you didn't light in the first half hour, you can light later for a half hour. So if you lit earlier and it keeps on burning, so it's right there, Hemshech. So it's only if you are Masna in advance. But if you're Masna in advance, then it would be good. And then in the other Sif, in a different Sim, in a different page, a few pages away, the Chabad writes that the Shemen that's left over, we treat as Tashmishi Kedusha. And even after Chanukah is over, it's also Banu, and you have to make a Madura Bifnei Atzma. So this is Mamash Astira. That's the Keren Eres problem. These two dinim are contradictory. The one din is working on the premise that after the Zman Mitzvah, so it no longer has Kedusha. And the other din is work on the premise that we treat it like in Beis HaMikdash, it's Tashmishi Kedusha.
If you have left over for one day, can't you use it for the next day?
Yeah.
That you can.
That you may use. Yeah, the next day. The same type of a mitzvah. The same mitzvah. There's a chashash takol if you're going to save it for some time in the future, but to save from one day to the next, that's not a chashash takol. And that's mutter, that's the Zol B'mitzvah. The Gemara in the next piece on Chavez Amal, the Gemara has the Shaila, Bo Minei, Mir Rabbi Shua Ben Leib, Mal, this topic, Minoy Yisukkah Kol Shiva. You're permitted to be Nene from the Noy Yisukkah that hang, that beautified the Sukkah. So he answers, no, that you're not permitted to. Amalei Hari Amru, the Chachamim said that it's prohibited to be Nene, also Lahar Tzismoiz Kenega Ner Chanukah. So he made a Tzushtel, just like you're not permitted to get Hanoah from the Ner Chanukah, even though the way the Ramban said, what does it mean? Even though Ner Chanukah is a Tashmishi Mitzvah. Oba Bizman Mitzvah, and has Kedusha. So Hu Adinami, a Sukkah is only Tashmishi Kedusha, it's only Tashmishi Mitzvah, but Bizman Mitzvah, son, it has the status of Kedusha, and it's prohibited, it's also a historic Mimim.
It's not the Sukkah Mitzvah, Sukkah, no, Sukkah is not the Sukkah. You're comparing the Sukkah.
Yeah, it enhances the Sukkah.
It enhances, but it's not the Mitzvah Sukkah. You're not the same thing like the Eshri for the Lula for the Sukkah.
Yeah,
that's what the Rav Velvela Soloveitchik and the others, the Rav also brought the same rais. They bring rais. Let's say a person has an Atorah on the talis, and it makes it look beautiful. And he has, let's say, a beautiful talis echo. And he has, let's say, fancy designs in the Sukkah. And he has Noye Mitzvah, and each and every individual Mitzvah has Noye Mitzvah. So would you say that all of these are a fulfillment of the mitzvah of Zekele Yanveyu, this Noel of Fonabim Mitzvah? He has fulfilled this general mitzvah to be Mahadir, to have Hidr Mitzvah. Or would you say no? When he does a Hidr in the mitzvah of Lulav, that's an enhancement of the mitzvah of Lulav. There is no general mitzvah of Zekele Yanveyu. Zekele Yanveyu is a practice within each and every individual mitzvah. If you make a Hidr in Sukkah, so it's an enhancement of the mitzvah of Sukkah. If you make a Hidr in the mitzvah of Milah, so that's an enhancement of the mitzvah milah, and so on and so forth. So the Rav Velvela has in the Shiurim on Nozir, in the beginning of Nozir, the Gemara has a person says Ehei Noeh. So what the Gemara says, does he mean to become a Nozir, or did he mean to be Ehei Noeh Lefon of the mitzvahs? So in that Gemara, the beginning of Nozir, Rav Velvela discusses this topic, and he brings a lot of rice. The Rav brought some of the rice. a Bavla brings more rais that whenever you do a hider mitzvah, it's not a general hider. It's not a general mitzvah. It's not that the hider mitzvah and
sitzes
is
a hider mitzvah.
Not a separate mitzvah. It's not a separate
mitzvah.
But rather enhances each and every individual mitzvah. Some of the rais are the following. Let's say these are pretty good rais. One rai is lamashal. If you did a bris milah, so if you cut off so, if the moel cut off so much skin that the roivu atora is megula and only a miut is still covered up, so the Gemara says mikar adin, it's a kosher milah. But because of hida mitzvah, you should cut off some more, and you should continue to cut off till you megala kolhu atora. So the simple reading of the Gemara is that that's even doicha Shabbos. Let's say the moel cut off basar chayfes roivu atora, and there's a little bit. There's a little bit of skin left behind. That's only because of miut.
It's a machlokes whether he can redo it or not.
No,
if he stopped already.
If he didn't stop. If he stopped, he's not permitted to. But if he didn't stop, if he didn't put the bandage on yet, even though he cut off, as long as he didn't put the ispalanis on, he didn't put the bandaid on yet, so then the Gemara says he's kaiser even on Shabbos. Even on the tzitzis shem akhanas hamila, I but stuff mamish chila Shabbos. So how are you allowed to be mechal Shabbos for a zaitig mitzvah? He the mitzvah. So you see from that Gemara that it's not a zaitig
mitzvah.
That it's an enhancement. It's an enhancement and an enrichment of the mitzvah of mila. And the mila bizman is deicha Shabbos. So that's what this is considered a chelik in the mila bizman. That it brings such a similar right from the Gemara in Sukkah, where the Gemara says, Ashayla, if you hold on to the lulav and the hadasim and arabis with doba hachotzeitz, let's say wearing gloves. Mm-hmm. So the Gemara says asvara that it's no good. The Ramah says you have to take off your rings, you have to take off the ritzulis and the tefillin. You shouldn't have any chatzitz. Shaila exactly the details there, whether it's really a din of chatzitz or something else that's similar to. But Lamai said something like chatzitz. So the Gemara says, well, what if you hold on to the hadasim and the aravis and the lulav, where you have that container, where you have the keshikol? So shouldn't that constitute a chatzitza? So the Gemara says no, that since you put that lina oisoi,
mina
is still a problem of chatzitza. The Gemara discusses.
Same as the rule.
The Gemara has that also a possibility. Maybe mina is not chatzitza. Let's say you put a container. That's not a silver one, a container that's not
a rubber band.
So you can't even use that svar mina in a chaytzeit. So the Gemara says still not a problem, because since that enhances the mitzvah, because there is, even though the rabbanon the rabbi Yudah hold the lulav ain't a tzarach eged, but still a hatchila, it is a mitzvah liyagda mishum zakele v'anveil. That's the Gemara in the first parak in Sukkah. So since this does enhance the thing that you tie around the lulav, the hadash and the rabbis, is the key of hida mitzvah. So hida mitzvah is not a zaitik mitzvah. Hida mitzvah enhances this mitzvah, and it's considered the chelek of the cheftah shal mitzvah. So it's not considered a davar hamafsik. It's not considered a davar hachaitzitz. So the same over here. Apparently, when we say that the sukkah is hooked to the mitzvah soi, so not only is the sukkah, even the noy sukkah, that's beferish in the gemara. Even the noy sukkah are also hooked to the mitzvah soi. So how did they answer? They asked the shaila: are you permitted? Let's say you hang up fruits. Some people hang up a esrogim on top, they hang up oranges, apples, whatever, containers of wine. The Gemara has all kinds of things. Egoizim, afarskim, shkedim, rimonim, parchida, anoma, torah, shal, shibom, yen, shmonim, slosses, all kinds of things. So are you permitted to rip those down in the middle of chalamoy and eat them? Or if it fell down, are you allowed to eat it or not? So the Gemara says you're not allowed to because of hooks in the mitzvah. So where did they get the idea of hooks in the mitzvah? So Rabbi Shua Malevi said, yeah, it's hooked to the mitzvah, so just like Ner Chanukah, just like you're not allowed to read the Ora Ner, so too you're not permitted to be Nene from the Noye Sukkah. So they tied it against Rabbi Shua Malevi. Mori di Avram, they said, Rabbanu Shalayla, Mori di Avram. Tali Tanya, but Allah Tanya. They ask him a Shailan Hilchas Sukkah. He says it's going to bring a riot from Hilchas Chanukah. There is no Brisa about Chanukah. The original Mokar is by Sukkah. The Tanya, there's a Beferish of Tasefta in Masechah Sukkah, where it says like that all of the Noye Sukkah enhance, it's not a zaitig mitzvah, they all enhance the mitzvah of Sukkah, and the Chal Shem Shemaim on Sukkah, the hook to the mitzvah of Sukkah, applies also to all the Noye Sukkah. So other Rab, that's the original Mokah, the original din of hook to the mitzvah say, is the Brisa by Sukkah. So Tosus on this Gemara has a famous discussion that you have three different svaris mentioned in the Gemara. Why you're not permitted to be nene from the Atzei Sukkah? Why, let's say, I want to take off a piece of schach and use it for my own purposes. I want to take off some of the Noye Sukkah. An apple is hanging. I'm hungry. I want to rip down an apple. So I say, since the apple is a Noye Sukkah, So just like the sukkah is hooked to mitzvah, so to the apple is also hooked to mitzvah. I'm not allowed to rip it down and use it for my own purposes. Why? So Tosfos asks, the Gemara has three different explanations. One Gemara in Maseches Sukkah says that the reason why it's not permissible is because it's called Chag HaSukkos Tasaloch. That's what they call the Sukkah Daftes. And it's a Drosha Gemura, he Tosfos says. It's not an Asmachtim of the Rabbanon. It's a real bona fide Drosha. These are around 15 lines into the Tosfos, where they quote the Pasuk of the Gemara Sukkah Daftes of an hour. So they say that the Gemara in Sukkah learns that from a pasuk Chag HaSukkos Tasaloch. The word Chag usually means the Korban Chagigah. It doesn't mean a holiday.
Yeah.
It means a holiday on which you bring a Korban Chagigah. Let's say Chanukah and Purim, when you don't bring any Korban Chagigah, strictly speaking, in Biblical Hebrew, it wouldn't be known as a Chag. In modern Hebrew, you call it Chag Purim, and you call it Chag Ha'urim, Chag Chanukah. Yeah, but in Biblical Hebrew, Rav Shmini Atzeres, the Ramo says, you don't call it Chag in Davening. You don't say Yom HaShmini Chag Atzeres Hazeh. Because you don't bring a korban, you're not mechuyav to bring a korban chagiga on Shmini Atzeres. In Biblical Hebrew, it's not called a chag, and the davening should be in Biblical Hebrew. That's why the Rama says that you don't say chag on Shmini Atzeres. So the Gemara is bothered with the term. What does it mean chag asukas tasaloch? If the whole pasuk they darshan goes on asiyas asukah, doesn't go on celebrating, observing the yontif. Rather, goes on sukas tasaloch. How to construct the sukkah should be tasavolaim and asui. So how does the word chag fit in there? So the Gemara says, no, the word chag refers to a chagige, that the sukkah is hukish la chagige, just like Hashem shachal shem shamayim ala chagige, kal chal shem shamayim ala sukkah. Just like a korban chagige has a kedusha, so to the sukkah has a status of kedusha. It's only a kedusha lizman mitzvasam. Ramban says that's the mocker for kol atarukula, that all tashmishe mitzvah lizman mitzvasam have the status of kedusha. And lachas man mitzvasam, the kedusha disappears. It vanishes into thin air. So Tosfos says that's one Gemara where the Gemara learns it out from a pasuk, and it's not an asmachta. They prove it's a drasha Gemara because the Gemara says b'shamei hold like this, mehesulah like that. The Gemara is a whole pilk. What you do with this pasuk, with that pasuk, so from the whole discussion there, in Sukkah Daftes, it's clear that it's a real drasha Gemara deraisa. So that's one reason why you're not permitted to use the noye sukkah, the sukkah, for your own purposes. Then the Gemara here gives a second reason, because of bizui mitzvah. The Gemara says Shiloh Yehu Mitzvahs Bezuyas Olav. You're not allowed to read Liora Ne'er. So Tosfos learned Pshat in the Gemara like that. The Ramban learned that that's not what it said. Ramban said all you're quoting from Shiloh Yehu Mitzvahs Bezuyas Olav is to prove that Tashmishe Mitzvah Bizman Mitzvahsam have a status of Kedusha, and once it has a status of Kedusha, then it's an Iser Hanoah. Then it's an Iser Hanoah. It's just that it's an Iser. It's not only an Iser Hishtamshus to use the flame. It's an Iser Hanoah just to be Nene from it. And the way to prove that it has the status of Kedusha Luzman Mitzvahsam was from that din of Shiloh Yehu Mitzvahs Bezuyas Olav. Why not? If it doesn't have any status of Kedusha at all, what's wrong if you mavaz it? So it must be that temporarily at least it has a status of Kedusha. That's how the Ramban said. But Tosfos didn't read like that. Tosfos learned the Gemara Kipshuto, that the Gemara was making an equation that just like you're not allowed to do Kise Adam Beregel, that the Bezoyim, so too you're not allowed to read Liora Ner. And you're not allowed to pull down the Noye Sukkah because that's a Bizui HaMitzvah, and that's a Bizui HaMitzvah, and that's a Bizui. They're all the same. The three things are equated. A equals B equals C. That the Duki Yisei Adam Beregel is equal to Lahartz Esmoz Learanet to count the money Lener Chanukah, and that's the same as his topic from the Noye Sukkah. All three are equal form. They're not all equal mamish, but they're all equal for this purpose of Bizui HaMitzvah. So Tosfos says that's already a different time. That's a tam of bizoy mitzvah. So you have two time. Yeah. One is a tam deraisa of chal shem shemaim hegdish chal shem shemaim ala sukkah. It's hukish to korban chagige. And one is mishum bizoy mitzvah. Shaloy mitzvah is bizoy solom. And then the Gemara has in Gansan a third time. The kosher lirid. The Gemara in Masech HaShabbos lekamon daf memhei. The Gemara says because hook to the mitzvah so in Gansan a different time.
Yeah.
Hook to the mitzvah is a third time. So that's a tesis. He asks, why do you need three reasons? Why do you need three different reasons? Hooks and mitzvahs is only with the rabbanon, not the pashtus. And mitzvahs bezuyas olav perhaps is also only with the rabbanon. The third one, the pasuk, kol shem shemayim, that's a real drasha gemara deraisa. So what do you need if you have a drasha gemara deraisa? What do you need the reasons for the rabbanon? What do you need all the reasons for? So Tosfos is going to explain. So they say on the first wide line, they say the heishiv rabbeinu tam. So rabbeinu tam said the iser deraisa of kol shem shemayim ala sukkah. That only applies on the sheer Heksher HaSukkah. Whatever is extra an atzi hasuka hayiserim al hechshir hasuka. Sukkah has to be zayin al zayin tefach. Let's say I make a gigantic sukkah the size of this room. So whatever is more than zayin al zayin tefachim, there's no chal shem shamayim al hasuka. So the maximum that'll be is only going to be hooked in. It's only going to be hooked in the tzvasim of the rabbanim. There's no din deraisa rice anymore. So that explains why you need the reasons the rabbanim. But then what do you need two different reasons the rabbanim? Let it be sufficient with one. So then Taisa says no, you need the both. Because hukta mitzvah is a form of mukta, Tosis claims. Ramban says it's all wrong. Yeah. Ramban says hukta mitzvah doesn't mean mukta. Mukta is only din Shabbos and Yom Tov. Tosis says mukta doesn't apply chalamayt, so hukta mitzvah doesn't apply chalamayt. Ramban says no. Hukta mitzvah is the same as saying chal shem shamayim ala sukkah. We learn that from Chal Shem Shamayim Ala Sukkah that Tashmishe Mitzvah Bizman Mitzvosam have the status of Tashmishe have Kedusha, and that's what it means Hukta Mitzvosam. So that can even apply on Chalamoid also, that can apply on Yimos Achol. We would say, the Ramban would say, that a talis is hooked to the Mitzvosam until it gets worn out and you would no longer plan to use it again for a Mitzvah. He would also call that Hukta Mitzvosam. Taisa's time is not, so Taisa's, what do you mean? Hukta Mitzvosam Achol? Mukta mitzvah is a form of mukta, a branch of mukta. The mukta is only applicable on Shabbos and Yom Tov. There's no din of mukta on Chalamoy. Certainly there's no din of mukta on Yom Tov. So that's what Tosis time is. Tosis claims, they go with their mahalach and Gansan, not like the Ramban. Tosis says that these are three distinct reasons. Kal Shem Shemayim Ala Sukkah is one time, Bizei mitzvah is nochat time, Mukta mitzvah is nochat time. Ramban says, the Gemara, the Ramban says, it's all the same thing. Bizei mitzvah, the Gemara never meant to say that reading Lior HaNeir Or is a form of the same level of Bizei Mitzvah. No, they prove from the fact that there is an institution of Bizei Mitzvah that there's a hook to the mitzvah, that Tashmishe Mitzvah, Bizman Mitzvah have a status of Kedusha. But it's really one time. There aren't three different times. It's all the same thing. It's Hayna Hak. But Taisus, Lushitosim held, no, these are three distinct dinim. So what do you need all three? So they say the din de araisa of Chal Shem Shamayim Ala Sukkah only applies to the basic shear, to the Zayin al Zayin Tvochim.
Where did he get that? Why can't it apply to the whole thing?
Oh, yeah. That's what someone brought up last week. Ringo brought up, we're going to have to explain it a little bit.
Let's say somebody has to bring a certain amount of wine for a cold more, soilless, or flour, and he brings a little bit more. Wouldn't be hal on the rest of the flour also? In condition?
It's an exact shear mitzumtzum, you're not supposed to bring more.
You have to bring only exact shear. Let's say somebody brings more. You made a mistake, you measured up more than the shear. What would be the thing there?
I don't know. I mean, he has to bring so much yain and he brought extra.
Yes,
wouldn't be possible. I don't think it would
right.
be possible.
Right, no, not only not possible, but will be...
Okay.
I think also, if I build a sukkah, that's my intention to be such a big sukkah, so this is the whole sukkah.
Yeah, that's the problem. What does he mean? More than this shit. That's what the... On Masecha Sukkah... The Orach Laner has a sefer, so he doesn't understand what is the rabbi. The same Tosis appears in Sukkah, so he says he doesn't understand. What does he mean?
Yes,
whatever
sure.
is more
yes.
than Zayin
yeah.
al Zayin. Let's say I made such a big Sukkah. So which Zayin al Zayin will be Yosef
yeah.
or which is going to be Mutter?
Which corner? Yeah.
Which corner?
which
corner is
going to
be Mutter? Which is going to be Yosef? Unless you say that he made Zayin al Zayin,
and then he added.
Hmm. What the? Made Zayin al Zayin.
Don't build that.
About taking up a piece of the stock. You mentioned that by using a print toothpick, if you have a lot of stock, you still can't do that.
Not allowed to. So
yeah,
the Rabbein and Tam sounds like he holds that that's only awesome in the Rabbanan. The Rabbein and Tam, that's what the Kerenar, the Orach Laner, and Sukkah, Esther Kasha, which Zayin on Zayin is going to be awesome. So Rab Soloveitchik, when he learned Sukkah, said, he doesn't think that he means this particular Zayin on Zayin. What he means is, that's what Ringo mentioned last week, what he means is that the Chal Shem Shamayim Ala Sukkah prohibits you to destroy the Chefter Shel Sukkah. You can take off as much Schach as you want, Menatera. You can take off as much of the Tfanis as you want,
but
as long as you're going to be left with the
that.
Sheer Hechsher Sukkah. There is no, you can't pick out which Zayin al Zayin.
Mm-hmm.
You can take as much as you want, as long as you're not Mevatel B'mitzvosa. That's what he mentioned last week. There is a Machlokes in Shulchan Aruch. When you say the Schach is Hukta Mitzvosa, you say you're not allowed to get Hanoah. What if it's not a Hanoah Shel Kiloi? Not that I break off a piece of the wood and I use it as a toothpick or I use it for some
okay.
other purpose. I leave the schach on, but I want to put my coat up. I want to hang my coat on let's say after we wash until it's a dime, so you take the towel and you want it to dry off, so you put it on top of the schach. So you're not allowed to sit down under that. Okay, so you won't sit under that part of the schach. Is that a violation of hukta mitzvah? That chal shem sharm, you're not allowed to get hanor. So the Taz writes, a long Taz in the Chasukah, he writes that he thinks that it's mutter. It's against the Ramo. He says the Ramo says that it's aser, and the Taz holds that it's mutter. The Ramo says if you have schach that consists of pleasant smelling flowers, or consists of hadassim that smells good, so the Ramo quotes from the Beis Yosef that there are Rishonim who say that you're forbidden to smell the reyach hadassim because it's hooked to the mitzvah side. And hadassim, you're not allowed to smell hadassim.
How
are
you allowed to close the schach? How are you allowed to close the schach?
You
tackle the schach.
We don't need a schach when it's raining.
I mean, when it's not raining, let's say. When it's not raining, you're not allowed to close the mitzvah. It's a good question.
I don't know.
That's a good time. The Ramah quotes. The Ramah quotes this chumer from Rishonim that it's forbidden to smell the reyach of the schach if the schach is made from hadassim, just like you're not allowed to smell hadassim. And the Taz disagrees with the Ramah, and he has a long arichas dvarim, and he says that it's not right. He thinks that the hook to the mitzvah only applies if you're going to mimivatlet mitzvah, it'll no longer serve as schach. So that's apparently what that's what Rav Soloveitchik said. Perhaps that's a pshat in the Rabbeinu Tam also. Rabbeinu Tam holds like the Taz, but even more so. You're even allowed to take off schach, min haTorah, take off and take off tvanis, as long as you leave a zayin al zayin, any zayin al zayin you want. Doesn't matter. As long as you're not mevatel in the mitzvah. The ikad din of hooks in the mitzvah min haTorah. That it's hukish lechag, kishem shachal shem shmai malachai giga. What it means is that you can use up as much of the sukkah as you want, as long as you'll be left with a kosher sukkah in the end. So, but with the rabbanon, you're not allowed to. With the rabbanon, it's forbidden to take off any part of the schach. So that's the shaila. What's the nature of the yisah? The rabbanon. So that's the machlok, is the taz and the ramor. Is it even asked to smell or not? And then Taisus discusses what is the yisah the rabbanon. So there were two reasons given by the Gemara. One was hooked to the mitzvah. That's the Gemara in the third parak in Shabbos in Kira. The other reason was shalo yehi mitzvahs bezuy solah, and whereas the Ramban said it's all the same thing, the shalo yehi mitzvahs bezuy solah is a raya that it's hooked to mitzvahs b'zman mitzvahs. As the status of Lusha, Taisus says no, it's two different things. What do you need two different things? So that's what Taisus explains. If you would only say that it's aser to take off any of the schach because of hooked to the mitzvahs, then it wouldn't apply chalamoy, because chalamoy there's no dinim of muktzah. Muktzah only applies Shabbos and Yom Tov. But now that you have the additional reason of bizur mitzvahs, so that even applies on chalamay. That even applies every moysachov. So once you have the tam of bizur mitzvahs, so what do you need the other tam of huktam mitzvahs? So doesn't this cover much more? So they explain no. Bizur mitzvah is also restricted. It's limited. What happens if the noy sukkah fell down already? What if it fell down in the middle of Yom Tov, in the middle of Hanukkah? So you can't say Yom Avazah in the mitzvah fell down already on the floor. So once the apple fell down, so why should I not be permitted to eat it? So that's why the Gemara gave the additional tam of hooks in the mitzvah. So you need all the three reasons. But now the shaila is, so what if it fell down and it's chalamoy? And the sukkah is kosher without it. The sukkah was kosher before, now the apple fell down. So the sukkah is kosher without the apple anyway. So there's no Issa deraisa of Chal Shem Shemayim because you have a Zayin on Zayin left. You weren't Mevatli B'mitzvos. And it's Chalamoyt, so there's no problem of Hukta B'mitzvos. And there's no Bizei Mitzvah because it fell down already. I'm being Mevatli B'mitzvos. Should be Het to Gomer. So this is the Shaila how you read the Taisus. So Taisus says, but now that you have all the reasons, Abhashta the Aminon is Katsoyu Bizei Mitzvah, now that you give both the Tam of Hukta B'mitzvos and the Tam of Bizei Mitzvah, so now I say that it's aser even naflu and even on chalamoid. What if it's naflu on chalamoid? Do they mean even naflu on yontif or even chalamoid below naflu? What if it's naflu the no yisukah fell down on chalamoid? Still not allowed to use it. So that's what the marshur, the achrenim say, that the simple reading of Taisus is even naflu bi chalamoid. That's a shalom. Why? That doesn't make any sense. Let's say Tanai Xer.
In case he has come to pull it off. If he let him eat it when it fell down, maybe he'll pull off.
Because it's so there are too so many details that the people will make a mistake. Yeah. But Mikra Adin really should be Mutta. Nafla B'chalamai really should be Mutta. Really should be Mutta. That's last week we discussed a little bit the Balamor, the Balamor and the Balita. They both say The Gemara has a lashon here that Rav says also lahartzis mois kineged ner chanukah, that you're not allowed to count money kineged on there. So the Baal Mor says that's because it's a hishtamshe shalchol. What if you want to look in a sefer? You want to learn some divrei Torah? So the Gemara said the whole reason why it's forbidden is because of bizah mitzvah. So bizah mitzvah is if you're using it for divrei chol, but if you're using it for another mitzvah, so that's not a bizah mitzvah. See, if he's going to sit and learn bikvias for half an hour in the Or Haner of Ner Chanukah, that's a different problem. There's not going to be any hecker. There won't be any hecker.
That is a Ner Chanukah.
Yes, it's not a Ner Chanukah. It doesn't have a shame Ner Chanukah if that's the Ner that he uses just to illuminate that he should eat supper and read the newspaper. So then it doesn't have any hecker. There's no Pisa Minisa. But if he's just going to use it, be Kroi. So the problem of hecker doesn't exist. It's just a problem of Bizei Mitzvah. So the Baal Mor came up with this Einfach, since the whole problem is only Bizei Mitzvah. If you use it at Bar Mitzvah, there's not Bizei Mitzvah. That's what the Ramban disagreed. The Ramban and the Mohammed, the Ramban. He said, no, the Gemara didn't mean to equate this Bizei Mitzvah to that Bizei Mitzvah. How can I make such an equation? It's not Daimah. The Gemara just meant to prove the fact that there is an institution, a concept of Bizei Mitzvah, shows that it has Kedusha. There's Ma Mitzvah son, once it has Kedusha, it's a Nisa Hano. And even for Dvar Mitzvah, it's also a Nisa Hano. That was the Ramban's disagreement. But this idea that the Baal Mor brought up, even on Shulchan Aruch here, we don't pass like that. In Hilchas Sukkah, some Achronim discuss that. Some people have the practice, Knakas, they have a practice that they hang up as Noye Sukkah, the leftover Esrogim.
Yeah.
They go to the Esrogim merchants late on Erev Yontov when there's no more customers, and they buy up all the leftover Esrogim and they hang it up in the Sukkah as Noye Sukkah. So the shot is what happens in the middle of Sukkahs. Somebody needs an esrog. Are you allowed to take down the esrog in order to use it for a mitzvah? Are you allowed to use it for a mitzvah? What would the din be? So let's say with Tesis. Let's go according to the Cheshman that Tesis made. So the Yisra deraisa wouldn't apply. Am I Zion al Zion? The Sukkah is kosher without all the esrog. No Yisra deraisa. If it's Chalamoid, so there's no hooks in the mitzvah. The only shayla is Bizei Mitzvah. So the shayla is Bizei Mitzvah. Bizei Mitzvah, but I want to use it for another mitzvah. So maybe then it's mutter. So that's what some achreinim. There's a big machlokes in achreinim about this. This apparently was a common practice and a common shayla that they used to hang up the leftover esrogim, and then in the middle they had charata. In the middle of Chalamai they had charata that they need that esrog to be yotze.
That's a question.
It looks the same.
It could be that the money, even for tzedakah purposes, could be the money is chol. It's not a maisa mitzvah. Learning a sefer, that's a mitzvah. But just counting the money is not. This is a din. So some achrenim want to say that it's mutter because the whole lisa would only be from all the three yisurim. The whole lisa would only be. These are mitzvah, and you're not being mevaz if you're using it for a davishal mitzvah acheres. So then it's not a bizei mitzvah. So the Nora Bihud is mechutin has a tshuva. There's a sefer Nachlas Ovos. I have it around the house. I'm so glad I never looked at it. I have it printed in the back of another sefer which I use a lot. So I never noticed what was in the back. But then I once noticed Rav Chaim Oizer has a tshuva where he says to look in the Nachlas Ovos. I realized it must be somebody important. So I looked there. It's by the author of the Shar Mishpat. And Chosh Mishpat, there's a classic that they use in all the yeshivas. The Shar Mishpat, one volume of Chosh Mishpat, he has Chidushim. And Shulchan Aruch Chosh Mishpat. So he was a Mechutan of the Nari Bihud. He has Tshuvas to the Mechutani and Nari Bihud. So he has a Tshuva about this also. So he says, no, Zakta, what are you talking about? The only problem is only Bizei Mitzvah that you say you're going to use it for another Mitzvah. He says, we have another problem. The Hainu, that an Esrik, the Gemara says, an Esrik shall Orla, may not be used. Orla means if you plant a tree for the first 3 years, you're not allowed to eat the fruit. It's also b'achil, it's also b'ano. The esrog shel orla is also b'achil, also b'ano. So the Gemara says he may not use it for an esrog shel mitzvah. Why not? I mitzvah is lovely, honest nitnu. You're not eating it and you're not getting ano. So the Gemara says two reasons. So one reason the Gemara is because ain't bo heter achila. If you have an esrog that's also b'achila, that's no good. Because it says, the Rambam writes in the Pirush Hashem, because it says, pre eitz hoder. Pre means kosher peri. A tray for peri is no good. So if it's the peris from the first 3 years, that's not a normal pre. A pre has to be mutabachila. So So that's what the Nachlos Ovis Tain is, that since over here is hooked on the Mitzvasa, so you're not allowed to eat it. Hodor. No, yeah, no, right. Digimah, no. Yeah, one Mandama says Digimah is not called Shalachem because it's also Manoah. And the other Mandama says that Ainbo Heter Achila. So the Nachlos Ovis Tain is, you see from Digimah, whatever is Ainbo Heter Achila is no good for the mitzvah of Esrog for Dalad Minim. Okay. So Tain is over here, since it's hooked to the mitzvah, so you're not allowed to eat it. So it's Ainbo Heter Achila.
Yeah.
When is it? If it's Chalamayid. So Taisa said there is no hook to the source on Chalamayid. So then it is Mutter. It means it's talking on Yontif. He's talking on Yontif.
Yeah.
Now Yontif, what Shaykh Karim said, that means it fell down. If it fell down on Yontif and you need it, the first day Yontif, second day Yontif, so then you have a problem. You have a din of hook to the source on Sasa Bachila. But on Chalamayid, Taisa said there is no hook to the source. So Chalamayid will be Mutter Bachila.
Maybe if it wasn't good the first few days, it's like. Because of the Mother Shalom by Adasna, if you pick off the flowers. So maybe for the first 2 days, Yom Tov, you weren't allowed to eat it. Right? It was able to have the Achila. Now all of a sudden, the Chalamad is at the Achila. So if it wasn't good, now it's
Psul of Dichoy. Yeah. It should be a Psul of Dichoy.
And also, if it's also Manu,
this would be Dichoy Meikara. The Gemara says Dichoy Meikara is Zichoy good by Mitzvahs.
So it won't be Dichoy.
Only Nira Vinitzka, the positive Nira, huh? It would be Dichoy Meikara, no? It should be Dichoy Meikara. No, so Mestama, he means like this. You see, this little line in Taisis we fudged over. Taisis discussed over here, what if it's Naflu on Chalamoy?
Yeah.
But Taisis said, it's still awesome. But the time of Hukta Mitzvah said, that shouldn't apply Chalamoy.
Why not?
Taisis says Mukta is only on Shabbos Yantif. There's no prohibition. Right, so that's the Ramban time. It's a different kind of Mukta. It applies even on the Talis on the weekdays, right? But Taisis held not so. Taisis held that this is a branch of Hilchas Mukta. And all the dini mukta only apply Shabbos and Yom Tov. So Chalamoy Taisa says there's no hukta mitzvah. And Naflu, there's no problem of Biza mitzvah. And then Taisa says, and now everything is Aser, and the Marshal reads even Naflu on Chalamoy. So that's the Shale. What does that mean? Why is Naflu on Chalamoy? No reason applies. So what's wrong? So that's what the Nachlos Ovis probably is talking about. Because he doesn't stress, he's only talking the first 2 days. He doesn't talk about Dichoy. He doesn't raise the issue of Dichoy. Dichoy will be a Dichoy Meikoroi. The Gemara says in Sukkah, Dichoy Meikoroi is not a Shaila by mitzvahs. Only Nira v'nitcha v'chaza v'nira. That's an Ibayit Lev Shita. But the Dichoy applies to mitzvah. Dichoy Meikoroi not.
If it falls down on Yom Tov, you can't pick it up. What are you supposed to do with it? It's a piece of mitzvah. He leaves it lying there. It's a mitzvah.
You're not allowed to handle it because it's also
but
about
you can't
it's
leave it
also
there.
You have to leave it. Kick it with your foot. You
that's
Biza
Mitzvah.
You have no
brayer.
You have no brayer. It's
cover it up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cover it up.
According to
Ramban,
because we know
how
to take the
next
examine, that is the
right
of the
Torah. Yes, to be Mevatlet, Mitzvah.
Yes, take the essence down.
Look, Ira, yeah. Ramban was never forced into anything like this. So he never said about this basic shear and the extra shear. Al pi pasha Ramban holds, whatever is part of the mitzvah, you're not allowed to be mevatel to take away from the mitzvah. Even I'm asked to use it for a bigger and a better mitzvah. So what?
Yeah.
But right now it's part of this mitzvah. I don't know. I don't remember that the Ramban discussed it. Lachar, that should be like lachas ma mitzvah. If it fell down, the Ramban should consider that like lachas ma mitzvah, like the whole sukkah after sukkah is over. So this, if it fell down, so it's not part of the sukkah. Taisus came up with this chiddush that even if it fell down, you have this, you have the other is. The Ramban, I don't think, has that. Pardon me, what? Yeah. No, makes an Easter hishtamshus that you can't use it for anything else. And the Mele, once it has an Easter achila and an Easter use it for anything else, the Mele becomes muktzah.
But it's an Easter tilfra,
probably. No, whatever, I think the Achrenim have a cloud, the Rishonim have such a cloud. Whatever is also Bahanoah. It becomes muktzah because it's a davar sheyefshel hishtamish bo. Let's have chametz b'pesach. So that's muktzah. Why? Because you can't be mishtamish in it. It's junk. Whatever is a piece of junk that doesn't have any mishtamishes. Yeah, but that's not. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the lulav and the esek lemitzvah you can use. That's for sure. Yeah, I mean, why not say that it should be mukta? Yeah.
Oh, esek and lulav cannot be mukta because it's specially made for yontif, like the shofar. The shofar is made to use it for yontif. So I have to say it's mukta. This is the mitzvah. You have to do it.
I don't know if that's the answer. When we learned Masechah Shabbos, this is Tak Shabbos also. When we learned those gemaras, we came across there is a melchames later in the Masechta, where he has that if you, it's quoted in Shulchan Aruch also, if you have a davashal mukta and you're miyached it for hishtam shus on Shabbos, so even though it remains mukta, it has a heta tiltel for that purpose. So here also it could well be that the lulav in the estrig is hooked to the mitzvasa and it's also ba'no, and therefore it should be mukta mamish, but for the purpose of the mitzvah that you're miyached it for that. So it could be that it has a special heta. But let's say if you want to play ball with the estrig, could be that then it would be takaniser mukta mamish tilka mukta. Yeah.
No, once it's muta for the mitzvah, it's muta for a whole yontif. You can invent it many times. I mean, why should it become a
Mishnah in Sukkah, the end of the third paragraph of Sukkah, speaks about the husband giving the lulav to the wife and putting it away. So the pashtus over there is that there's no iser
moving. It's designated for that yontif to be used also a far mitzvah. Why how does it become?
Only when you use it for the mitzvah.
No, you can use the whole day. It's going to be used for a mitzvah. If it's for the whole day,
it's right, but he's not using it for the mitzvah.
It doesn't matter. Once it's oil or mitzvah, there's no shabbat to say mitzvah. It's just like food.
The Tashmisha mitzvah would go off.
I don't need it now. I want to eat it later.
The Tashmisha mitzvah would go off.
Would
not go off during four whole sukkahs. That's
right.
Right. This time.
A shofar could blow all day. Maybe it's another chiv.
Don't know.
Why does Rabbeinu answer that there's any kedusha from Kisud Amos? The answer, Mamash from the Shemesh Mamal Sukkah. I don't think you
even have a car. He says that's all the same thing. The marker for everything is the pasuk. No, the marker for everything. The Ramban says it's the pasuk by Sukkah. The Gemara he says the marker for everything is Kisud Adam. But the Ramban says the marker for everything is Sukkah. The Chal Shem Shemayim Mamal Sukkah is the marker. I don't know.
What about in the apple, the shreds of no mitzvah falls down and if left on the ground, it will rot.
That's what I said. He's a mitzvah.
That's what Tyson said, that it's forbidden to eat it. That's what they said. Mitzvah, so look how it should be mutter based on the whole calculation. But then, that's how the Achronim retest. I feel enough. I feel b'chal ma'amid even in combination both together. So that's really the problem. Why should that be so? That's the problem. Bisa mitzvah to use the ner to be madlik another ner chanukah, that's not a bizen mitzvah, but to use it for a different mitzvah would be an isur. Enochanami, yeah. So let's say to take off the esrog from the noy yisukah to use it for an esrog shal mitzvah, that should be awesome. That should be awesome. I don't know, that's the shilat. Some achrenim hold that it's mutter. They make the cheshbon based on what Taisha said. They say the Rabbeinu Tam says the isur der isur only applies to the zayin al zayin. So you can take off the esrog, you're not mevatel. The sukkah still remains intact. And the bizen mitzvah is not because you're using it for another mitzvah, you're not using it for personal purposes. That's a machler, that's a shaylan shulchan aruch, because the ikar adin, all you have to light is one there. So to light from the first to the second, you're lighting from a Ika mitzvah to a Hida mitzvah. So that's a shaila whether that's mutter. From the second to the third, they're both on the same level. Let's say I'm lighting one and you're lighting one. You want to light from my nair. So mine is an Ika mitzvah, yours is an Ika mitzvah on the same level. From the second to the third, they're both Hida. But the first to the second, that's taka shaila and shulchan aruch. That's a discussion. I don't know, what are you tying there? You're tying there what? To take it off, to be mevatalit? To be mevatalit from one mitzvah to the other should also be prohibited. From one mitzvah to the other should also be prohibited. The Balamor said, Nachamal, what was the cheshmen that they made? The Balamor said on this Gemara that to read a sefer liyor aner is mutter because there's no bizei mitzvah. The whole reason why it's forbidden is bizei mitzvah. But that's only the Dvar Rishus, but the Dvar Mitzvah not. So although we don't pass from like the Balamor, we don't pass from like that. That's because we learned the Gemara like the other Rishonim. They said that not only is there a problem of Biza Mitzvah, there are additional problems. But Biza Mitzvah per se will go along with the Balamor. That it's not a Biza Mitzvah to use it, the Mitzvah Cheres. It's a different Issa to read. What will the Issa be? It's also Bahano. Hukta Mitzvah and also Bahano. That's the shaila. What if it would be? I mean, you can't say hooked to the mitzvahs on Chanukah either. It's also it's better than Chalamur. You see, so you tine it that to use it for another mitzvah is also a violation of hooked to the mitzvahs or Chal Shem Shamayim, whatever it is. So it should be also by the Esrig as well. That's a good tine. How do they dray out of this Gemara? I don't know. So what's the upshot? Alti Pasha should certainly be prohibited to take off the Esrog to use it for another mitzvah. Forgetting about his tam that it's Ein Bo Heter Achil, even without that, just Chal Shem Shemaim should be awesome.
Adanesrog
Kamoch.
Adanesrog
Kamoch.
Wouldn't it also be
Adanesrog Kamoch?
Wouldn't it also be because it's Michtes Kedus Shira, because if it's not, it's Kedus Banua, then it doesn't have a shear.
Yeah, orla you have to burn. Yeah, right. Orla is the sreifa. So why not say kitesim after the shear? Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know. The Gemara doesn't give that time. No. The Gemara doesn't say kitesim after shear by orla. The Vilna Goyen holds that you only say Kitos Mech Teshur by Avodah Zorah. He says it only applies, but he's in disagreement with the Bali Atos. He says Kitos Mech Teshur only applies by an object where it's a mitzvah to burn it as soon as possible. You have to get rid of it. It's Ton Ibid Men Oilam. He says Orlon Klak Karim is not Ton Ibid Men Oilam when you get a chance. It's a mitzvah to burn it sometime or another. He says it's only by Avodah Zorah. But Tosis holds Beferish not so. Tosis says Beferish that by all things that are Bisreifa, like Orlon, Klai Kerem, you would say Kitos Mech Teshur. So you ask Akasha, why shouldn't I pass? So the Gemara gave two reasons why an Esrik Shal Orla is no good. Why shouldn't I pass it? Because of Kitos Mech Teshur. There is one could give a teretz, but it's a questionable teretz. The only reason what's the shear that you need for the esrig? The Gemara has a machlokes atanoim, whether ke'egos or ke'beitzos. Machlokes amei Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, whether the minimum shear for an esrig is ke'beitzos or ke'egos. So the Gemara says, what's the reason for that shear? That it should be. The Gemara doesn't say it's a shear like ten tefachim or dalet amos or something. It's not a shear in the chepze. It's a shear in growth. That mishum hida mitzvah. Either mishum gemar pri, the Gemara has two lashanis. Either mishum gemar pri, that it should be ripe, it should be fully ripened, it should be big enough that it should be fully ripened, or mishum hida mitzvah should be so big. So it's just a shear in the gidl. So one could argue the point and say that kitos mech teshura wouldn't cancel such a shear. Kitos mech teshura only cancels a shear when you have an arbitrary shear. You need, like the lulav has to be dalet tefachim, and the hadas manarabs have to be three tefachim. It's not that it's a shear where it's fully grown or anything.
A measurement.
When you need the Zion Tfochim and a Sukkah, when you need Dal Ramas, when you need Ten Tfochim, when you need a Tefach, when you need a Shear in the object, so then you say Kitos Mech Teshur. But it's not really that the object needs a Shear. It should have such a degree of Gidl, it should have grown to a certain degree. It should look pretty. Either Mishum Hidr or Mishum Gemar Pri, they have a Shame Pri. So that can't be cancelled with Kitos Mech Teshur.
What happened to the old time? They didn't have electricity. Could they use the near
No, to learn the Kriya, certainly not. That's even the Balamor agrees that not, because then you wouldn't have any Heker. There wouldn't be any Pesumi Nisam. The whole Chiddush of the Balamor, we don't even pass like the Balamor. The whole Chiddush of Balamor is just to look in the Sefer Bikroi, just temporarily, a little bit. So the Balamor says that doesn't take away to look in the Sefer, just Bikroi, temporarily, does not take away from the Heker. Of the Ner Chanukah is just a Shaila from Bizei Mitzvah. So he says, this is not a Bizei Mitzvah to use it for another Mitzvah. And the Ramban argued with him, and he said, Shulchan Aruch Paskin against the Balamor. He said, no, it's not only Mishum Bizei Mitzvah, because it has Kedusha. Temporarily it has Kedusha. It's even to use for another Mitzvah would also be yours. Derech Agav, the Tesis over here, raises an issue, which is a little Nagir Laloche. What if the Sukkah was constructed by a Goy? What's the din if a sukkah was put up by a goy? So it's a machlekes hatanoim, machlekes b'sham and b'sil. B'sham say that a sukkah has to be built l'shmo. So nochri is not the Torah, the whole mitzvah. So he cannot create l'shmo. But we don't pass like b'sham, right? We pass them that even a sukkah that was not built l'shmo is also kosher for the mitzvah. So what if you have a sukkah that was built by a goy? So strictly speaking, it's a kosher sukkah. Would that also be chal shem shamayim ala sukkah? Would it be hooked to the mitzvah? So the Mishnah Brura, what if he sat in the sukkah? I used it. I sat in the sukkah. Oh, yeah, but it wasn't built for Shema. So
doesn't
what?
Doesn't,
the Mishnah Brura, so you haven't looked in the Eretz Atzvi?
Yeah.
So the Mishnah Brura quotes a Rashbo in Avodas HaKodesh. There's a separate sefer by the Rashbo that's called Avodas HaKodesh. Last week I brought it because I thought I was going to get that far, and I never got to discuss it. So the Rashbo in the Avodas HaKodesh writes Beferish. That's what the Apkiyus that the Mishnah Berurah quotes. The Rashbo writes in the little sefer Avodas HaKodesh has all the Hilchas Muktzah and Hilchas Erev in there, and Hilchas Tiltol B'Shul Sarab has there. So he says that the Chal Shem Shamayim Al HaSukkah is only if the sukkah was built l'shmo. It wasn't built l'shmo, the whole thing doesn't apply. And the Rashba has the same thing. He didn't have to quote the Bekiyas to the Avodas HaKodesh. It's the same thing in the Chidushim on Beitza Daf Lamed. So the Mishnah Berurah says doesn't matter. Even though he sat in the sukkah and he said a brach and he used it for the mitzvah, the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Rashba that is mutter. The Rashba in the Avodas HaKodesh, as well as in the Chidushim on Beitza Daf Lamed. However, the later Mechabrim ask on the Mishnah Berurah, why was he Mekel? Based on the Rashba, if the simple reading of the Tesis is against the Rashba. There seems to be a fundamental machlekes between Tesis on the one hand, against the Rashba and the Ramban on the other hand, regarding the nature of this din of Chal Shem Shamayim Al HaSukkah. So the Tesis Shita seems to be, there is a Gemara in Beitza Daf Lamed, where the Gemara says, what if you hung up Noye Sukkah, and you do plan to use them in the middle of Sukkot. So let's say I hung up Esrogim, and I know I'm getting guests on Chol HaMoed, and I have in mind I want to use the Noye Sukkot. So if I say, I only want it to be Noye Sukkot for the first 2 days, Yom Tov and Chol HaMoed, I don't want it to have the status of Noye Sukkot. So the Gemara says that doesn't help. Since the first 2 days he wanted it to be Noye Sukkot, so once it becomes Osur Banor, it remains Osur Banor. It doesn't go off. But what if he says, an Erev Sukkot, any Beidl Mehem called Bein Hashmoshes, I reserve the right to use the Noye Sukkah even from the first day, from the first on the first 2 days, the first Bein Hashmoshes. I reserve the right to use it. So he never really declared it. He never really intended that it should become bottle as Noye Sukkah Lagamre. So then the Gemara says that the Noye Sukkah will be Mutabano. So that's only on the Noye Sukkah. What about on the Sukkah itself? What if he makes himself a Sukkah for Yontif? And then he says, "Any boidel hemenu called bein hashmoshes." I reserve the right. How is he going to get to use the schach? It's the chaniser of soser. There's an when the melachos on yontif that you're not allowed to do is bein of a soser. One of the lametas melachos. You're not allowed to build a house. You're not allowed to shter a house. So how's he going to take it? Then veisuch nesh. Let's say they may come a hurricane. They expect a tornado, and the sukkah may collapse. So he makes a declaration. If he says like this, in the event that the sukkah should collapse, I reserve the right to use it. So then the Gemara says it wouldn't help, because originally he wanted it to be hooked to the mitzvah, so then he wants it to be poka. So the Ramban explains there's a long machamas there also in Sukkah in Beitza Daf Lamed, where he says the same as over here and a little more. So he says that wouldn't help, that it should become hooked to the mitzvah, so then it should become muta later on, it doesn't help. But what if you're going to say on the schach gufe, any bottle hemenu called bein hashmashes. I don't want it to be hooked to the mitzvah at all, even from the very beginning. I reserve the right to use it for my own personal purposes whenever I want. With that,
so how can you use
with that dreidel help, with that dreidel help, with that kunz help on the schach also, or only on the noy sukkah? So there are two girsas in the Gemara. There's a major shina girsa. So because of this machlokes, said the Shulchan Aruch recommends he should be machna. Who are the two girsas? So Taisus here has a little bit. Taisus discusses how do they make a comparison between noy sukkah and the sukkah. The sukkah is the chaderais, and the noy sukkah is only the rabbanon. Gemara is a whole discussion. So Taisus says, any boitel hemenu called ben ashmash is helpnish for the sukkah itself. It only helps for the noy sukkah. And Taisus reads it into the Gemara there. And the Ramban had a different girsa and a whole different reading and says, not true! But just like on the noye sukkah, if he makes the Gemara says mafurish there and daf lamin and beitze. If he says, ain't bad like menu kol ben ashmashis and never became osabano, so on the sukkah gufa, if he says, ain't bad like menu, the sukkah will also be mutamano. So you see, there's a fundamental machloikis between Taisvis against the Ramban. What is this din of huk to the mitzvasa? That chal shem shamayim ala sukkah. Does it have to do with the kavanas hagavra? Or does it become hooked to the mitzvah automatically? Shitas HaTesis says, there's no way for you to prevent it from becoming hooked to the mitzvah. If you sat in the sukkah, you said a bracha, even if you didn't say a bracha. If you sat in the sukkah and you fulfilled the mitzvah, it becomes automatically hooked to the mitzvah, whether you like it or not. It's Chal Bal Karcha Shalodim. The Kedusha is Chal Bal Karcha. And the Ramban and the Rashbo, there in sukkah, disagree. They say, no, there are two kinds of sukkahs. There's a sukkah with Kedusha sukkah, and there's a sukkah without kedusha sukkah. Beis Shammai say there's only one sukkah in the world that has to have a kedusha sukkah. It has to be chal shem shamayim ala sukkah. So the way to be chal shem shamayim is you have to build it lishma. If you didn't build it lishma, if it's not going to be chal shem shamayim, so it's not going to be kosher. It's not a kosher with sukkah. And they still disagree and they say no, there are two kinds of sukkahs. If you built it lishma and you wanted it to be a chefza shel sukkah, then it's going to be chal shem shamayim ala sukkah. If you didn't build it, Lishma, Goy built it, or you built it, and you said any bottle and menu called Ben Ashmashes, so that's the equivalent of not building it, Lishma, the equivalent of not building it, Lishma. So then they say it won't be hooked to the mitzvah, but Bishil of this Rir Beshamai, it can still be Yitzhak the mitzvah, even though it doesn't have any Kedusha Sasuk at all. So the Rashbo, who said, the Mishnah Brewer quoted the Rashbo, who said that Chal Shem Shamai Malasuk is only if it was built, Lishma. And if the sukkah was built by Goy, it's not Lishma. So then there's no hook to the mitzvah. So that's what the later Mechabrim asked. Why did the Mishnah Brura pass in Lekula based on the Rashbo and the Ramban? But the Shulchan Aruch is Machmir. Shulchan Aruch said beferish, even if I make a Tanai on the sukkah, it doesn't help. Tanai only helps on the Noyi sukkah. It doesn't help on the sukkah. Why? Because we're Machmir for Shita Sateis was here. The Tosis holds beferish that the Chal Shem Shemayim on the sukkah is Chal Bal Karcha Shaladim. If you sit in the sukkah, the shem mitzvah, and you yay to the mitzvah, it becomes automatically a hook to the mitzvah. So if so, why should the Mishnah Brura be meiko? We're chayshish for shittas hatesis. She should have written the chumra that any sukkah that you sat in is chal shem shamayim ala sukkah. Elamai, you didn't sit in the sukkah. No, then the Mechaber says stam, it's hazman alav milsehi. If a person built the sukkah before yontav, and he never gets to sit in the sukkah on yontav. So it's mutabano, it's not chal shem shamayim anything. It's hazman alav milsehi, so it's mutabano. So the only time he's going to be hooked to mitzvasa is if lebesof he sits in the sukkah. No, we're machma like Tyson. If you sit in the sukkah, it's chal shem shemayim bal karchoi. So what do I care that it was built by God, that there was no kavona to be magdushit?
How can you make the difference between the noy and the sukkah itself when you said before that's part and parcel of the mitzvah? If it's the noy sukkah becomes part of the mitzvah sukkah, then it's that tainah.
Right, so how can you make that's a kasha? According to Taisvin, how can you say that Tanai only helps on the Noy Sukkah, doesn't help on the Sukkah itself, but the Noy Sukkah blends in to become an Etz and Chelik of the Sukkah itself? So the answer is that's if he wanted it to be a Noy.
Yeah,
but if he makes a mysterious Maidon advance, he makes a declaration, any Baidel Amen or Kolben Ashmash, what he's saying is, I don't want this to become Noy Sukkah. I don't want it to become part of the Sukkah. That, according to Taisvin, that's the whole head of the Ramban and the Rashbo. In the Mishnah Brura, understand the state, the din of any boidel hemenu called ben ashmashes. Why is it mutter? Because there was no kavanas agavra that it should become aser. Hooked to the mitzvah is only with kavanas agavra. If the bala sukkah doesn't want it to become hooked to mitzvah, so it doesn't become bal korcha. So if he says any boidel hemenu, he said he didn't want it to become. So any bodily matter works on the sukkah, works on the noise sukkah. Taisa says no. Any bodily matter just ki'ilu is if you had peeled off the noise sukkah from the sukkah. It accomplishes that it doesn't become batalag of the sukkah. But the sukkah is the sukkah. How can you say any bodily on the sukkah? He sat on the sukkah, it was yaitzi. Yeah. Any bodily that accomplishes that it doesn't become is batalag of the sukkah. This machlokes is quoted in Yeriday also. This is a fundamental machlokes. The Mishnah Berurah didn't pick this up. But this is a big machlokes in Yeriday. The Mechaber writes in the Simen of Reicha Lav Nilsehi. So the Mechaber writes, what if you have Dovishal Avodah Zorah? A Dovishal Avodah Zorah. Let's say I have wine of Avodah Zorah. Avodah Zorah is also about, no, am I allowed to smell the wine of Avodah Zorah or not? So the Mechaber writes a chiddush that he says Avodah Zorah is also about, no, but that's only if it's flowers that are Oymid L'Reyach. Mm-hmm. But if it's wine, that's incense. But if it's wine, let's say, that's not Oymid L'Reyach, or let's say the Avodah Zorah has oranges. They books of to the oranges. Oranges you eat, and oranges you smell. It has a fragrant aroma. So the Mechaber writes, you're permitted to smell the reyach of the oranges of Avodah Zorah. It's a Mechaber. That is mutter. Where did he get such an einfall from? So the Shach, and Simen Kuftes, I think, the Simen of Reicha, no, Kufches, from the Kufches. Kuftes is a Yavish B'Yavish. I think Simen Kufches, the last Sif, and Simen Kufches. So the Shach on the side quotes, what's the marker? It's a Mordechai. Where did the Mordechai get it from? It's an Ofen Gemara Sukkah. What's the Ofen Gemara Sukkah? The Gemara says that we say hook to the mitzvah on the esrog, and hook to the mitzvah on the hadasim, but it's different. Hook to the mitzvah on the hadasim, since the main purpose of a hadas is to smell it, so it's hook to the mitzvah, so you're not allowed to smell. But the main purpose, the main use of an esrog is to eat it. It's not a gemara. They used to eat the esrog. We don't eat our esrog.
We make gems.
Okay. So the main purpose of an esrog is for eating, so it's only hooked in the tzvasa the gabi eating, and it's not hooked in the tzvasa the gabi smelling. So the Mordechai said, based on that gemara, this chilek, that if you have wine, shel avodah zorah, you have oranges or apples, shel avodah zorah, that the ikar purpose is eating, drinking, the ikar thing is not that it's not really oymid l'reyach, so it's mutter to smell it. If you have flowers of avodah zorah, so that would be also to smell, because the ikar tachlis is that it's under the reich. That's the p'sak ha-mechaber. So the shach dings it with the mechaber, and he says, how did the Mordechai make it sushto? How did the Mordechai learn out from that gemara in sukkah? Mayish mita etzel ha-sinai. Hook to the mitzvah is based on the kavanas ha-gavre. You don't say hook to mitzvah on the yesrug and on the hadasim unless the person wants it to be hooked to the mitzvah, he says. So that you measure hukta mitzvah by what did the person have in mind. So we say a person psychologically, a person probably had in mind the main hishtamshus. So the main hishtamshus of an esrog is for eating, so he's makzid mitzvah, so not to eat it on sukkahs, but the main hishtamshus of hadasim is for smelling, so he's makzid mitzvah, so not to smell it. But the tiny is by avodah zorah, has nothing to do with what kavana you have. The goy worshipped avodah zorah. So avodah zorah is also about no. So what do I care if its main purpose, if it's aimed at the reich, it's aimed at achila. If you get hanor from smelling the oranges of avodah zorah, smelling the wine has a smell, or smelling the freshly baked bread, that's also about no. They booked up to the bread, and the freshly baked bread has a fragrant smell. So why not say that it's also about no? That's the taina of the shach against the mordechai. So the Rav, when we learned here there, the Rav explained, this is exactly the machlokes, Tosfos and the Ramban over here. According to Tosfos, hook to the mitzvah side by esrog and by hadasim does not depend on the kavanas ha-gavra. Even if he says any bodily man, it still becomes also banu bal karchai. It doesn't matter what you want. If you used it for the mitzvah, it comes hook to the mitzvah automatically. And still the Gemara says that an esrog is mutter to smell. Yeah. It's only asa to eat. So you see mefurish for the Gemara that the only time smelling is a violation of Isuri Hano is if the thing is Zayna L'Reach. If it's not Zayna L'Reach, it's not an Isur. Masheniken, according to the Ramban holds like the Shach. They hold the same. According to the Ramban, the hook to the mitzvasai is only with Kavanas HaGavra. So then you can say like the Shach, that when he designated the Esrog as a Dovishal mitzvah, he only had in mind, psychologically, we shut up, he only had in mind that it should be asa b'achil. He never had in mind that it should be asa to smell. Because the whole issue of hukta mitzvah depends on what was he makzid. What did he set it aside? What to what extent did he want to set it aside? So So according to the Ramban and according to the Shach, you can make such a distinction. But according to the Bali HaTosis, that all the dinim of Hukt Mitzvahs are Chal Bal Korcha. The only Hukt Mitzvahs that is not Chal Bal Korcha is No Yesuke. Because when he says any bodily menu, he prevents it from becoming No Yesuke. It doesn't become his battle agav the Sukkah. It's a big inyan. There's much more in the Tesis. I'm leaving it alone. Okay, a complicated topic.
I remember some years ago in Israel, during Shvius, they were makbid to get flowers for the wedding in Goyim.
Goyim, yeah. Because flowers stay in Varayach. All the Shmit flowers in Varayach.
There's a Mishnah in Shvius that flowers have Kedushas Perish Shvius. It's a Mishnah, flowers have Kedushas Perish Shvius. On the side of the Mishnah is the Mishnah Rishayna. Is bothered with Akasha. The Gemara in the end of Bava Kama makes a statement that only such things have Kedushas Perish Shvius if the nature of the Hishtamshas of the thing, the thing that grows is Hana Osa Ubiura Shova. Let's say you grow trees and you make furniture out of the trees. Mahogany, I don't know, you have trees that you make furniture out of. So the furniture, people sit on the furniture for many years. It doesn't get broken right away. It takes a long time till it breaks. So the Hano is now, I'm sitting on the chair for a long time, and the Biura, when it becomes Kole, is not simultaneous with the Hano. So those kind of trees that grow during Shemitah year, those do not have a Kedushas Perish Shvius. But let's say food that grows, that what Hano do you get out of the food? You eat it. So when you get the Hano, then it's Kole. So that's called Hano also. U Biura Shovet, the food becomes Kole. Simultaneously with my getting Hano from it, so those type of things have Kedushas Perish Shvius. So the Mishnah Rishani asked Akasha, why do flowers have Kedushas Perish Shvius? Is it Hano? So Biura Shovet, what Hano do people get from flowers? They smell it.
Smell for a long time.
They even looking at it.
Looking or smelling doesn't destroy it. The flower gets one ant by itself. The fragrant aroma loses by itself, but it doesn't get. It doesn't lose because I'm smelling it.
Yeah.
So why does it have Kedushas Perish Shvius? So he says, you see from the Mishnah Chidush Din, that flowers, since the Ribbono Shel Olam created flowers and Shein Shiyus Mei Bereishis, that they should be Oymid L'Reiach, there's a Tesis in the end of Bava Kama says this about flowers. So the Halacha considers it Ke'ilu, when you're smelling it, as if you're being Mechaled, as if you're taking away from it. Just like when you eat food, so you consume the food as you're eating it, so when you smell the flowers that are Oymid L'Reiach, it's considered as if you're consuming the flowers. That has to do with this inyan also. That's why the Shikas HaMechaber is, that's exactly, this is all in my safe. That's exactly why the Shikas, I didn't plan to discuss all that tonight. That's why the Shikas HaMechaber is, based on the Mordechai, that if you have flowers of Avodah Zarah, it's also to smell it, because that's called getting Hanoah. If you have wine of Avodah Zarah, or you have apples of Avodah Zarah, you have oranges, that you're allowed to. Why? That's not called Hanoah. It's only called Hanoah if you consume the thing while you're getting Hanoah. Flowers, since it's Oymid L'Reiach, that's considered Ke'ilu, you're consuming it. That's what you see from the Mishnah Shvius, that's considered something which is Oymid L'Reiach, and you smell it, that's considered as if you're using the thing up. But Stam, I happen to smell something that's also Bahanoah, so I'm not consuming it, so that's like Ein Bo Mamish, Kol Marverech Ein Bo Mamish. It's a big inyan, we'll leave it out, it's too much. The Gemara speaks about the Zman of Hadlokas Neiris Shabbos. On Chav Gimel Amud Beis, the Gemara says that you have to be careful not to light Neiris Shabbos too late. You have to be Mois Mechor Lala Kodesh. You shouldn't light the Bein HaShmoshes. You should light even earlier the Bein HaShmoshes to have Tosefes. So the Gemara says there was a woman, Sorovar Liagduma, about 10-15 lines from the Bani. Sorovar Liagduma, so she thought the best thing would be to light candles. Dvisu the Rav Yosef, Mrs. Rav Yosef. Rebbetz and Yosef. So she wanted to bench licht early, so her husband told Omalaha who sova. So an old man told her, no, Tanina, we have a brisa. Just like you have to be careful not to light Neiris Shabbos too late, you also have to be careful not to light Neiris Shabbos too early. What's wrong with lighting too early? What's Ken Shainzak? What's called too early? So Rav Soloveitchik, when we learned this Gemara, explained that the Gemara has a lashon. And another place, the Gemara has a lashon shraga b'tihara mayahani, that if a person lights a candle at noon in the middle of the day, it doesn't help. It doesn't give any illumination because the sun is shining. Tihara means at the high noon. So he explained, not only does it mean that mayahani, it doesn't accomplish anything, there's no toeles, he said he thinks that it means more, that it doesn't have a shame there. That a nair only has a shame there if it illuminates b'shas maisa. But if I make a nair in the middle of the day and it doesn't really add any illumination, so it doesn't have a shame there at all. So he thought that's the yisayid adinam. If you light nair a Shabbos too early, how can you say a bracha lahadik nair shal Shabbos? The woman wants to say a bracha. Or even if she doesn't say a bracha, Tosis in the beginning of Amar Madlikin has a machlokes. Or they say a bracha when you bench lichter. We want to be Moshe Mechayel al HaKodesh, but not too early. If you light too early, then it doesn't have a shame there. So Tosis in the beginning of the Perek has a machlokes. Do you say a bracha when you tzindon neir Shabbos or not? So our minig is that we do say a bracha. Even though it's a whole, you don't say a bracha, but still the mitzvah is lahadlik neir, to light a neir. If it doesn't have a shame there, if you light too early, then you haven't done hadlokas haneir. So that's a shayla, what's called too early, and this din applies to Neiris Chanukah as well. The Rav pointed out there is a Masecha Soifim where it says, Ei Mevarchem Al HaNer. It says that when you light Neiris Chanukah, you say a bracha. Then it says, Ei Mevarchem Al HaNer Ad Sheyeh Yosu LaOro. Until you get Hanor. So that's the Hatela. That Loshan appears in the Gemara in the end of brachas by Bar Miyari Hawaish by Abdullah. You don't say bar me'areish, achay yosel or till you get hanor, you use your fingers. Or the Gemara says you should be so close that you would have been able to get hanor, even if you don't put your fingers like this. So that's only a din in Ner Shel Avdoleh. Were you supposed to get hanor, you should be so close that you should be able to get hanor. But Ner Shel Chanukah, not. It's also l'shtamish liyoris. So how does the Masech HaSef use a loshin? Emevachem al haner achay yosel or. So the Rav said he doesn't think that it means that you should get hanor. It means
time.
You shouldn't be madlik Ner Shel Chanukah is so early. The same as over here. B'vat Shel Yagdim. Even though it's also lehan is menor, but still the mitzvah is to create a heftz of an air. So if you light it in the middle of the day, it doesn't have a shame there. So you have to light it late enough that it should give illumination. You're not supposed to get enough in the illumination. But you should light it so late that it should give illumination that it should be considered a heftz of an air. So how late is so late? Let's say the lights are on. Yeah, that's not a big problem.
The other light should be another part of the room.
Pashtus, it shouldn't be nearby. Yeah, because if you had big lights on that flood the whole room with light, so it's also Mamash Abchinam Shiraga B'Tihara. It says in Hilchah Shabbos also, when the Balabasta bench is lit, so she should turn out all the other lights first and then light the candles, because she's going to light the candles when the big lights are on already. Yeah. So it's also Shraga B'tihara. So she's not, there is no Tosefes Oira Simcha. She's not creating a Nair. So that's a Shaila. What's called B'vat Shal HaYagdim? What's the earliest? So in Shulchan Aruch they have three opinions. So one opinion is, you can light from Plaga Mincha on. If it's Erev Shabbos, you have no Breira. So of course you can light Plaga Mincha. What if it's the middle of the week? So some Rishonim, the Mechaber quotes, some Rishonim hold, you can light if the Plaga Mincha and it's good enough. Because after Plaga Mincha, the sun is already beginning to set. It's towards setting. So it's starting to get the shadows in the outside. So that's already enough to take off the problem of Shraga B'tihara. And other Rishonim say no, that the Gemara says that you light at Shkia. Mitzvason, how does it say in the Gemara? Mishetishoka Chama at Shkia. Before Shkia not. And the third sheet is no. Sheteshoka Chama means Seisa Kachom. It doesn't mean Shkia means Seisa Kachom. So the Rav explained there's a Bir Agro that the Mishnah Berurah quotes. The Vilna Gaon sheet is that you light from Shkia. So how long? And let's say the Neiris have to burn a half an hour. Half an hour from when? The Mishnah Berurah says not a half an hour from the Shkia. It has to burn a half an hour after Seisa Kachom. How you talking? But the Gros says you light at the Shkia. Why does it have to burn half an hour? That's what the Gros says. The Gros says you can light. Has to burn a half an hour after Tzeis Chacham. What is that all about? So the Rav said, the Gros never said that you yoytze the mitzvah Shkia. No, they're just discussing the Maisa Hadloke. If you're madlik, mebod yom, shraga betihara meahani, it doesn't have a shame there. So you have to be madlik at some later time. Muvachal yagdim. What's the earliest? So, and whenever the earliest is, then the Chari says, Rizma Gdim in the mitzvahs. So the Gro holds that from Shkia on is already not a Pchina of Shraga B'tihara. So Zviz Magdim HaMitzvah dictates that you should do the Maisa Hadloke at Shkia. But the Kiyam HaMitzvah is not then at Shkia. Shkia till Tzeisa Kachovim is the Chasofik Yom Sofik Laila. We want that the Neri should burn a half an hour into Vaday the fourth night. The night is fourth night of Chanukah.
No, because
it's a Sofik if it's the fourth night or not. But I can do the hadlaka. Let's say one day machabes, I can do the hadlaka after plaga mincha. What plaga mincha is very the, it's a very this day of the month. What is it? Chav ches. After plaga mincha is chav ches, not chav ches. After plaga mincha, there's already a little bit shadow outside, so it's not called shraga v'tihara. It's not the next day. No. It's still chav zayin. But when I'll light a candle, it'll be called the shame there. It won't be a b'china shraga b'tira. So I'll be yotze the maisa hadlaka. But still, I won't be yotze the mitzvah unless I put in so much oil that it should burn the right amount of time. Vasa is the right amount of time. That it should burn a half an hour. Balayla. Why light before? Yes. Because v'zim akdim in the mitzvah. Because v'zim akdim in the
mitzvah.
That's absolutely right.
Yeah,
so that's what he says. You would have to light it again. That's a machloek. Let's say this coming Friday. The Gemara says a machloek is, but the kops, if I lit Ner Chanukah and I had enough oil that it should burn the proper amount of time, and it went out accidentally, do you say if I blew it out and keep on? So then it's no good. If I only lit it melechatchila with the window open and the window blows out, so melechatchila was no good. If I didn't put enough oil, didn't put enough big enough candle, is no good. So melechatchila didn't have the right shiur. But I did everything properly, and then accidentally it went out. So that's a machloikis, and we pass kankosein a zokaklos. In the Shulchan Aruch, there is a machloikis between the machaber b'shem Trumas Hadeshen and the Taz. What's it then if it's Friday afternoon and I lit the menorah? And before I go to shul to daven mincha, before my wife benches licht for Shabbos, the nearest Chanukah go out. Would you say kops a zakuk lo, or would you say kops ain't a zakuk lo? He didn't even begin to have any part of the kima mitzvah. It's nowhere near the half hour. The half hour didn't even begin yet. So the mechaber says it doesn't matter. The mechaber quotes the Trumas Hadeshen, it doesn't matter, because the din of kops ain't a zakuk lo means you did your maisa mitzvah, fartik, you're not mechayiv to do more. And the Taz says, no, that's not what it means. Kav Sein Ezokakli means if I lit and there is Chanukah and I started to have the partial Kima Mitzvah. Why? Because it started to burn into the half hour and then it blew out in the middle. So even though Lachatchila the Chachamim said you should have a half an hour of Pesumi Nisa, nobody ever, if you had 5 minutes of Pesumi Nisa, 2 minutes of Pesumi Nisa, you know. But if it blew out before the beginning of this month, before the Tzeis HaKavim even came, so then even we should paskin, the Taz says, even we should paskin, the Kav says, Zoklog, you didn't even begin to have anything. That's the machlokes between the Mechaber and the Taz. So that's what you both said, the same thing. Yeah, according to the Vilna Goyen, who recommends that you should always bench Chanukah Licht at Shkia, he doesn't mean Shkia is the Zman. He says, Zrizim Agdim LeMitzvahs, you should always bench, you should always do the Hadlok as early as possible. The earliest is Shkia, because before Shkia is the Bechina of Shraga B'tihara. After Shkia, it's acceptable. So then we recommend, do as early as possible. But then you don't begin to have any Kima Mitzvah until it begins to burn a half an hour after Tzeis. So if it'll burn out before Tzeis, according to the Taz, you'll have to light it again. According to the Mechaber, you wouldn't. You'll still say Kavsa in a Zokalo. But according to the Taz's argument, that an Erev Shabbos will be Kavsa Zokalo because it didn't even begin to have a Miktas Kima Mitzvah. So here also, on any night, if you lit Shkia time, and it didn't even burn till Tzeis, it didn't even begin to burn till Tzeis, then the Taz would say within the group. I don't think so. Not the way the Goyen seems to learn, because the Vilna Goyen seems to learn the Farish like this. That's the Mishnah Berurah quote. The Goyen holds that you do the Hadlok at Shkia, but you don't begin to be Yotze anything until way later. Until 20, 25 minutes, 30 minutes later, and your half an hour has to be after Tzeis, into Laila Vada.
If you want to have a nice hard look and there's not like here, how does it help? I don't understand that.
There is no mitzvah to do the hadlaka on Chafei. I remember Rav Soloveitchik said, if you could light the candle on Purim, and it would burn till Chanukah, that would be the maisa hamitzvah would be on Purim. And the Kima Mitzvah would be now. The Maisa Mitzvah is to do a Hadlaka with a Chepta of an air. The only thing is, if you light it on Purim, there's going to be a lot of daytimes in between. There's going to be daytime, it doesn't have a shame there. Shraga B'tihara. So once it became a Shraga B'tihara, it's like it went off. So then it's no good. That's so the Gemara has later like that.
So what happens if you light it by Shkia according to the Gra, higher than 20, then you move it between the Shkia and the Tzeis down to a level of
then it wasn't a Ner Chanukah. If you light it not in the right place, it's not a Ner Chanukah.
The Gemara says if you lit it l'mayla me'asim and you lowered it, the Rishonim say it's no good. If you lit l'mayla me'asim mama with lo shol tebein and then you lowered it, it's no good. But the Rishonim and the Achrenim have a machlokes, why is it no good? Everybody agrees that it's no good, but they have in Shulchan Aruch the Ramah and Rabbi Kivegan and the Magen Avraham, they give two reasons and they point out it's really machlokes and Rishonim, this is taka important. There's a machlokes and Rishonim, why is it no good? So some Rishonim say because lemayla me'asim is lo shol tebein, it doesn't have a shame near Chanukah. It's a shame there, but it's not a shame near Chanukah, because in order to have a shame near Chanukah, you have to have pisumin. So lo shol tebein, there's no shame near Chanukah at all. So therefore, even if you lower it, it'll be absolutely no good, even if the din would have been hanocha is a mitzvah. Even if you hold hanocha is a mitzvah, the Gemara has a shaila, whether hadlocha is a mitzvah or hanocha is a mitzvah. The Gemara has the shaila in the middle of Chav Beis and Beis going over to Chav Gimel Amin Aleph. So the Gemara has the shaila. What would be the din? Acheru shayt of the cotton lights in Er Chanukah. So he can't be moitzi. He's not mechui bedavis. He can't be moitzi mi yidei chavasi. So I'll pick it up and I'll put it down again. So the Gemara says it depends. If you hold hadlaka is a mitzvah, so the kid did the hadlaka. So I'm not yoitzi. He can't be moitzi mi. If my wife does the hadlaka, hidlika no isha vadei madlika, because the woman is mechui bedavis. The cherisha to the cotton is not mechui bedover. That's the top 10 lines on Chav Gimel Amin Aleph. So the cherisha to the cotton lights it. If you hold hadlaka is a mitzvah, I wouldn't be yotz. But if you hold hanocha is a mitzvah, then it would be good. Why? We're talking about a cherisha to the cotton who understands what Chanukah is all about. Not a shaita absolutely doesn't know anything about anything. A cherisha absolutely retarded doesn't understand anything about anything. No, cherisha to the cotton that they all pidin labnei das, but they understand that it's an Er Chanukah. So that's what Tosis explains on the top of Chav Gimel Amin Aleph. That to create the chefta shal ner Chanukah, everybody holds that you have to have a hadlaka. The maisa hadlaka l'shem ner Chanukah creates a chefta of ner Chanukah. The only thing is, do you have to? Is that the maisa mitzvah? Also, are they saying no? The maisa mitzvah consists of the hanocha. You have to pick it up and put it down. But that's the shail of the cherisha to the cotton lights it. Can I pick it up and put it down or not? Well, let's say if the hadlaka was done l'mayla me'aser mamo. And Taisa says that it's Leishol Tebeina, therefore it doesn't have a shame Ner Chanukah at all. So you didn't create a Cheft of a Ner Chanukah, they had Loket. So even, some Rishonim say, even if you hold Hanukkah is a mitzvah, even if you'll take it and lower it, there's nothing to take because it's not a Cheft of a Ner Chanukah. The only way that it gets a shame Ner Chanukah is that they had Loket, the shame Ner Chanukah. And Hadlokah Lamayla Mesrim doesn't have a shame Ner Chanukah at all. Hidlik b'ifnim also the Gemara says is no good. No, the Gemara asked that as a kasha. If hidlik b'ifnim v'hoitzi alachutz is no good, so the Gemara says haray oimer. That's what it means. No, that's what it means haray oimer. All those haray oimers means that at that time that the guy's walking from the middle of the house, he carries a Ner Chanukah for quite a few minutes. If I light it in this window, I put it in that window, so the Mishnah Berurah says that's perfectly all right. Just because I moved it a few inches away doesn't cancel the shame Ner Chanukah. But if I take a candle and I start walking through half of the house, so that's the way people do. There's no electricity, so you carry a candle. When there's a blackout, so you carry a candle. You walk around the house. On Yom Tov, you carry a candle. You walk around the house. So at the time that the person is carrying it, he's using it, it looks like it's not, even though he's not being an Ener, let's say, it looks like Haroya Imer, it looks like it's not a Ner Chanukah, because it loses the Shem Ner Chanukah. So even if you'll say, Hanocha is a mitzvah, and he puts it down outside the Shem Ner Chanukah, it doesn't help, because the Chefze of Ner Chanukah has to be created by Hadlokah. That's what Taisa says on the top of Chol Gimel. Everybody agrees like that. It's not Xerah. Posh B'Shad is not Xerah. As he's walking 5 minutes, it's mevatel l'shem Ner Chanukah, and then it comes out when he's going to put it down. Then it's going to get a shem Ner Chanukah. No, the shem Ner Chanukah has to be created by the hadlaka. So some Rishonim say hadlaka l'mayla mesmam doesn't have a shem Ner Chanukah at all. So even if you lower it, and even if you hold that hanocha is a mitzvah, doesn't help because the hadlaka b'shas hadlaka didn't have a shem Ner Chanukah. Another Rishonim hold.
If a person comes home late, everybody's sleeping. If he lights, so it's not hadlaka. But then he wakes them up after it's burning.
No good.
Uh-huh.
No good. Has to wake them up before.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, exactly. Has to wake them up before.
Yeah.
And other Rishonim disagree. Other Rishonim hold that if you do a hadlaka, l'mayla me'aser mamah, the din is that you're not yotzei. But you can't go so far to say that it doesn't have a shame ne'achanikeh. Shame ne'achanikeh it is, but there's not enough pisumi nisa. It has a shame ne'achanikeh, there's not enough pisumi nisa. So if the din would have been hanochais and mitzvah, you could have taken it from above esrim and put it down below esrim. Because we happen to paskin hadlochais and mitzvah, so that's why you're not yaitzin. That's so in Hilchas Chanukah does make much of an afkamina, because we paskin la locha that hadlochais and mitzvah. So if he had leaked the mesim amav and then he took it below, then kovako he wouldn't be yotze. But the chapsan afkamin in Hilchas Sukkah, there's a big machlekes of Hashem in Hilchas Sukkah. What's the halacha? What's the yisayir adin of schach the mile mesim amav? Schach mile mesim amav doesn't have a. It's not called schach kosher at all. It's not kosher schach. Or do you say no? That you are not yotze the mitzvah. If you sit in such a sukkah, you are not. There's no yeshiva sukkah. But the schach per se is kosher. So that machloikah seems to be parallel to this machloikah, because the Gemara made a dimyon between schach lamale meser mama in nechanika lamale meser mama. If the nechanika lamale meser mama doesn't have a shem nechanika at all, then asvar nasenes, like the Rosh quotes a group of rishonim, schach lamale meser mama is mamish like shpurim shel barzel. It's not kosher schach. But if you hold that nechanika lamale meser mama, it has a shame nachanika. The only thing is that you're not yotze because you didn't do enough pirsumi nisa. So then the schach l'mal emes mama probably would also be kosher schach, just that you're not yotze in the mitzvah if you sit in such a sukkah. That has ramifications in Hilchas Sukkah. It's interesting. The Gemara has different reasons why, but that's the shadow. Does mean the chefts of the sukkah is diras keva, or my yeshiva is in an oifim, my yeshiva teignish. That's the shadow. What's the psul? Is it a psul in the chefts of the sukkah, or is it chisor in my ma'isa yeshiva?
Going back to the
no, but if I lit at a time that everybody was sleeping, so there was no pisumi nisa. So then later on, if I wake everybody up, but the din is that hadlaka is a mitzvah. So at the time of hadlaka, I wasn't fulfilling the mitzvah. It's like I lit after call for a regular shuk, and then I brought everybody back. I opened up a shop, I made a sale, a bargain sale, and everybody came back and this. So b'shas hadlaka, there was no pisumi nisa.
The guy
see the candles. Somebody else's.
But he did it the Shas Maaseh, it was a good mitzvah.
I didn't.
That's another din. Yeah. If he did a hadlaka kiddin, I walked by, so I say a birchas haroya.
But of course, did
he do that?
No, but here everybody, let's say I come home and all the bnei bayis are sleeping. So there's no pisuminis, I lit after kosher regular mashuk. And after I do that, no, but if I'm the only one, everybody else is sleeping, so mistama, that's like kosher regular mashuk. There's mana gemar that they used to light outside. So he judged Kolsa Regal by that audience. The Bana said that we light inside, so he judged Kolsa Regal by this audience, by the people who are inside, to see whether it's Kolsa Regal or not. It's interesting, let me just close with this. It's interesting that all of the dinim of Chanukah are only mid the Rabbanon, but the Gemara makes relationships between Hilchas Chanukah and many dinim deraisa. That a lot of these things are patterned after dinim deraisa, like Lamali Meser Mama has a kesher with dinim deraisa, and Huksim Mitzvasa has a kesher with dinim deraisa. Other dinim also, there are many dinim. It's a very fascinating
topic.
That topic is a very fascinating topic. Called the Tikkun Rabbanon. In fact, if you look through this sefer, I think that's the most recurrent theme.
Yeah.
And the sefer is about the applications of that cloud. Called the Tikkun Rabbanon came the Raisati. Maybe I close just with a comment on the Nevuah in Zechariah. The Navi Zechariah, who was Chagas Chaim Malachi, were the three Nevi'im. The Gemara says in Yom, the Rabban Shalom is angry at Klal Yisrael, so he did, at the beginning of the Bayi Sheni. So he didn't want to give them any Nevi'im. But three Nevi'im he had to give them, because he have to build a Beis HaMikdash al Pi Navi. Allah says, the Shichna Drid, the Shichna Tidrushu, so the Sifrei says, I'm not Pasik Drosh al Pi Navi, that you have to have a Navi to guide you and to supervise the building of the Beis HaMikdash. So even though Rabban Shalom is angry, he had no brary, he wanted them to build the Beis HaMikdash, he had to send the Nevi'im. So he sent Chagas Chaim Malachi. So the people felt people felt very bad when they were building the second Beis HaMikdash, because they saw that so many things were missing. So the Nevi'im told them, Nishgefelach, it's going to be big, it's going to be gewaldige Sache. So the Navi Zachariah had a Nevu'ah about the two olive trees with the olives falling down and getting pressed out. And part of that Nevu'ah was that he saw the Nevu'ah, the way the olives got ausgequetscht, they got squeezed out, and they were flowing with 49 streams of oil into the menorah. There were 49 streams in the menorah. The Beis HaMikdash had seven cups on top, yeah. And each cup had seven streams flowing in. And Rashi says, a sach hakol, a 49 streams. So Rashi quotes from a medrash on that pasuk, somewhere in Zechariah, it's in Perek Dalet, I think. He says that this is a remez la'or shalosid lava or hachama yishiv asayim ki osh yishiv asimei bereshis. That the Medrash says that the Rabbanu Shalom originally created a big or. And then he saw that it's not kedai, that the Olam Hazeh, the people, the Rishoyim in this world should use this or. But Kodesh Baruch Hu was going as the or. And then Lasid Lava is going to bring it back, and he's going to even make it much bigger. So Rashi says that this Nevuah that Zechariah saw with the 49 streams of oil flowing into the menorah is representative of the idea that the Or HaGonus, the hidden Or of Sheshes Mei Breishes, is going to appear in the future. Another, what has it got to do with anything? What has it got to do with anything? The Nevuah was that they're building the second Beis HaMikdash. This wasn't Yemos HaMashiach. Yeah. We're not yet holding Yemos HaMashiach. So the Meforshim explained, they quote B'Shem Rab Chaim, that they felt bad that they saw the second Beis HaMikdash was never going to be anything gewaldig. So the Nechoma was no, but the second Beis HaMikdash is just a hachone for the third Beis HaMikdash, and the third Beis HaMikdash is going to be Lamos HaMashiach. So this is a preparation. Where is that Or HaGonus? Where is that Or HaGonus hidden? So on a lot of Svarim they write that the Or HaGonus HaKadosh Baruch Hu hid it in the Torah, that the people who learn Torah in the Kabbalah Svarim they have, like that the Shalom quotes this. Shalom was a long time ago. He quotes from the earlier Sefer Kabbalah. That in the later Chassidus Yisrael, they have it a lot, that the Or HaGonus was hidden in the Liman HaTor. That the people who learn Torah Be'emes will be Zeicha to this Or HaGonus. That's what Shalom says. In his day, they used to give off the yeshivas, gave vacation on Chanukah. Yeah. Like Menig B'Zman says, he says, what a terrible, terrible idea. Now is the time to give off the whole Yom Tov of Chanukah, is that there should be a Riboy Ha'or. That the Yevanim intended Lahashkicham Teresecho, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu did punkt faket, that after the Nes Chanukah, that's when the Torah Shebaal Peh started to develop much more and more, and there was a much greater opportunity to be Zeicha to that Or HaGonus of the Sheshes Mei Breishes by learning more Torah. So he says Chanukah is the time that people should spend more time learning than the rest of the year. And that's what they all assume is the remez over here of the Navi Zechariah was given the remez of this Or HaGonus coming back to become more obvious and more apparent, because they were told about the Nes Chanukah and the Navi Chagai. Chanukah isn't written in Tanakh. The Gemara says that Sof Kol Anisim Shinitna Lekasei was Esther. The Gemara comments on the Perek and Tilin. From the Sech Al Ayala Sashacha, just like Ayala Sashacha Sof Kol Alayla, so to the Nes Purim, the Nes of Esther is Sof Kol Anisim. It's very good Gemara, but what about Chanukah? The Gemara says in Yuma, Nitna Lekasei come in, and Chanukah was Loi Nitna Lekasei. So true, the Nes Chanukah happened after the Chesimus HaTanach, but it's alluded to by the Tanach, because the Navi Chagai said to the people when they built the second Beis HaMikdash, they were crying, the old timers were crying, because how did this compare to the first Beis HaMikdash? It was Ka'ayim B'yayneim, so they said they shouldn't feel bad. This is going to be the Haskal that's going to lead up to the third Beis HaMikdash. It's going to be Moiridik and Gevaldik. And he said, B'nevuah, that a tremendous Nes will occur. And Rashi says on the Nevuah of Chagah that it's alluding to the Nes of Chanukah, which will indicate that there is a tremendous Hashras Hashchina in this Beis HaMikdash, and it will only become apparent later. So that's what Rashi says over here also, that the 49 strings were representative of the fact that there was going to be a Nes Chanukah that was going to bring out more Torah Shebaal Peh. The Kavana, the intention of the Yevonim was Lashkicham Teresecha, and the Rabbanu Shalom saw to it that it was just the reverse. Their intention was for the other Rabbi, there was more learning Torah. So now, after the Nes Chanukah, there's more Torah Shebaal Peh, so there's a much greater opportunity to be Zeicha to that Or HaGonus by learning more Torah.